That's 312-262-5020. Men's Clinics of America, downtown in Vernon Hills. 312-262-5020.
Hey, it's Steve Dahl. You know, I fell in for Roper a couple of days a month when he is out doing his Reels channel stuff. And but I'm not doing that. I am doing the Steve Dahl Show via podcast. Subscription only and worth every penny. Go to doll.com and check it out. And here's a little sample for you. And the hi, Jeff Joniak.
Did I ever tell you about my story hiking in the mountains of Colorado?
No, I don't think so.
I went for my birthday a couple years ago. I had taken the family to Beaver Creek, Colorado. Beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And I went on an alpine lake hike by myself for my birthday. I even brought the video camera and videotaped myself.
Right.
Talking to my family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to run down the mountain instead of take the ski lifts back down, and I decided to run.
Mm.
So I put my backpack on and with a, you know, big rock in my left hand in case, you know, Smokey the Bear came running out from nowhere, I'd pop him in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running down the mountain, and I get to the bottom of the line. I took the wrong turn. So I'm in some town I never heard of, and I no money, nothing. I don't even know where I'm at. So I managed to find my way back. It took like forever. Couldn't walk for like a whole day and a half. I was so sore. But the kicker is that my cell phone, I knew I lost it, but it popped out of my backpack. I didn't have it zippered. So somebody found it. Do you understand the odds against anybody finding my cell phone in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah.
But somebody found it, called my wife, and they brought it to the front desk of the facility we were staying at.
Did the cell phone get there before you? So she thought you were dead?
Yes. The cell phone did get there before me.
We did not find Jeff, but we found his cell phone.
We haven't found the carcass yet.
Good news, we have the cell phone, and it has some delightful video on it. He seemed very happy before he died.
There's no videos of yourself. I'm so scared right now. I don't know where I am.
I mean, come on. That's not worth $9.95 a month. Of course it is. Go to doll.com. Subscribe to the Steve Dahl Show today. Thank you.
In WLS traffic, the only problem we still have out there is Archer Avenue at 47th Street, which is blocked due to an earlier freight train derailment and the overpass over the intersection. Something that's a mess. This report brought to you by NAPA. Since the season of some assembly requires to hurry into any participating in NAPA auto parts stores this December and get 57% off the Crescent brand 128 piece tool gift set on sale now for just $49.99 see store for details. Just ahead of Roe and Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. The forecast today, sunshine the rest of the afternoon, then turning cloudy tonight with a few rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. Right now, it's 41 and 0 here, 41 at Midway, 39 along the lake. It is on the hour and a half when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Borrego, WLS News.
Seven News.
I'm Ron Majors with this special report on the run. It appears that two of Chicago's biggest radio stars, Ro Khan and Richard Roper, are fugitives this afternoon. Authorities say the two self-proclaimed radio geniuses have been using their highly rated afternoon show to encourage listeners to raid local toy stores and transport the goods across state lines. The run on toy stores has left these shelves empty. And then this shot, taken earlier from Chopper 7HD, shows the two proceeding south on the Skyway in this white Bronco, reportedly being driven by former O.J. Simpson associate Al Cowlings. Roe and Roper are believed to be heading toward Hammond, Indiana. And Governor Mitch Daniels tells ABC 7 News that his state troopers are under strict orders to take the two into custody by any means necessary. And the governor said, quote, that excessive force has been authorized. We'll keep you posted on any developments in this breaking news. Now back to your regular programming already in progress.
This has been a special report from ABC 7 News. We now resume our regular program schedule.
First of all, thank you so much for being here at the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana, and a beautiful place it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ides of March. And apparently, I guess I'm going to take the governor of Indiana right off of my Christmas list. It's going right off. You know, and I had Jim and Christina, they had to do one thing. All they had to do is wait for their name to be announced and come out on stage.
That's all right.
I actually went backstage with Christina an hour and a half ago, and I said, I want you to pay attention to me. I say one thing. When I see your name, come out on stage.
I'm like, duh.
Yeah.
How did I do that?
I just want to give you guys a quick backstage glimmer of what was going on. First of all, Jim said, it's amazing here in Indiana. I haven't been out of the country in 5 years.
Yeah.
And then Christina was walking around with her camera saying, will someone take a picture of me because I look so pretty? I'm like, what are you, 7 years old?
It took me 5 hours to get like this.
Yeah, so she does look beautiful, though, doesn't she?
Yep. And right, nobody's going to get hurt. That's the main thing tonight.
Well, it's early.
So far. Or as I used to say, was hold my beer and watch this. That was a preceded deadly accident.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Jim feels very at home here in Indiana because he feels like it's Indiana, it's Wisconsin's toothless little cousin, is the way he looks at Indiana.
Right.
Yeah, that's wrong. I want to say that's wrong.
Oh, there was a touching couple outside in the parking lot. He turned to her and said, sweetheart, nice tooth.
All right, but you know, we're here for important reasons. We're here, first of all, because we've got a huge, huge show coming your way. Right here from the venue until 6 o'clock. The Ides of March are going to be here. There's going to be a lot of music. There's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be, luckily, we were waiting a message from, and this is honest to God true, there was going to be a press conference held this afternoon by Herman Cain. Because
Woo!
Apparently he had some time to get home and see his wife.
Boom.
And this didn't go as well as planned, I don't think. So they've moved the press conference to tomorrow.
To hide the bruises.
So he will be making a... how can I get this estuary dent out of my forehead? He's going to be making whatever announcement he's going to be making tomorrow. So we will stay tuned. You know, listen to the Ron Roper Show tomorrow afternoon at 2. We won't be there, but... You know,
so in other words, it's going to take Gloria that long to throw all his clothes onto the front lawn.
I think Jim is the one who said it. This wasn't going to end well for him. That's too bad. And I love him. I love him. All right, but so that's pretty much the news of the day. We got a bunch of other stuff that we're going to get to as well, and just have a lot of fun and, like I said, a lot of music along the way. Okay, now the reason that we are here, and this is the most important thing, the reason that we are here is for the United States Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots program. We have been working with Marines this will be the 14th year that we have done this with the United States Marine Corps and specifically the 224, which is the unit. And I'd like to bring up right now the commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel David S. Owen.
Look at those medals. Does this put us to shame?
Yes. Jim has a medal for going potty in first grade. That's the only thing he's got. And Jim actually was, now people should know this. Jim actually, Colonel, I hope you're aware of this. Jim is actually former military. He was ROTC at the University of Illinois during the Vietnam War. This is absolutely true. And why did you quit?
Bad ankles.
No, that's my excuse.
Oh.
The pants were too scratchy. I seem to recall
pants
was your issue.
Yeah. Pants. All right, this is not going to end well. I'm next to a real hero, and he's making fun of my ROTC.
All right, so, Lieutenant Colonel, let's talk a little bit about Toys for Tots. And first of all, we were hoping to get 1,000 toys here. The show has just begun. You know, people come in waves to these shows. And do we have any idea? I think we're over 1,000 already, aren't we?
Well, I'd say we're well over 1,000. I mean, it's a packed house for sure here today.
Great crowd. Thanks, everyone.
And, most of the fantastic people that are here today brought at least 2, maybe 3 toys, and/or cash or check donations. I think we're postured extremely well to have met the goal of 1,000 or more.
Now, did I hear this right backstage that you actually called for reinforcements?
We did. We took a look at the toys as they were amassing underneath the tree. It's the kind of thing my kids dream of, and we decided we better call for some other vehicles. We won't bring any box trucks, but we'll get a bunch of extra vans in here, and they'll make it through the parking garage and be set up for success.
Well, and that's to you. Thank you very much, everybody who's here. We're already well beyond our goal, and if people are on their way down here and you have invitations to it and you want to bring a toy, then we still use them. We still use them because they get distributed. What is the goal for the Chicago area for the United States Marine Corps Reserves?
For us, 2nd Battalion, 24th Marines specifically, our goal is more than 500,000 toys. So we're over on Foster and Kedzie. We support predominantly Chicago proper and just across the border here in northwest Indiana. So for us, over 500,000 toys. We also have sister units, one at Fort Sheridan, one up at Great Lakes, another one in Joliet. So I'd say the whole pull across all these units in kind of the northern half of Illinois will be closer to 750,000 toys. But our goal is definitely 500,000 plus.
That's great. And then where did the toys go once they're here? I mean, I get that question all the time from people. All right, well, once the toys go, I mean, how do they get distributed?
The way we distribute is we distribute through charitable organizations within the area. There's a screening process that both the charity goes through as well as the qualifying people in need working with that charity. And if there's ever any question, they can always reach out to us via our Toys for Tots website, talking to our coordinator, Staff Sergeant Chad Falcos, who's here today, and with several other of our Marines from the command, and we'll always get them pointed in the right direction. The bottom line is absolutely the toys we collect go to charities in the area and right into the hands of families and children that are in need to make sure they have a good Christmas.
And people who otherwise would not have a Christmas. I mean, that's really the most important thing. And I know we've been doing this for the last number of years with Arlie Ermey. He was on the show yesterday to tell us that he's actually out shooting a TV show today and this weekend. Next year is the 15th anniversary of our involvement in this and Lee's involvement with me in doing this. And we're going to do a very special, with a much higher goal, actually, of 10,000 toys for that show that we're going to do in a staged way. So we're very excited about that. And we want to thank the 2nd Battalion of 24th Marines for all of their invaluable assistance in this. And they've got this great facility up in Chicago on Foster Avenue. It's got this big, I would say armory, but I guess it would be a marinery. and they've got the they've got this incredible space where they put all these drugs. It really is a it's a wonderful thing. And you guys, I mean, the 224 since the Iraq War, actually since Afghanistan started, has been deployed, I believe, three times now.
So two times, one time in 2004 and 2005, the area known as the Triangle of Death. In Iraq.
It's never a place you want to be. When you're looking at the brochure and you're like, hey, where should we go on vacation? Let's see, there's Phoenix. Let's see, there's Miami. Oh, how about Triangle of Death?
It's actually a place where your reserve Marines, true citizen soldiers, thrived and really made a difference in the mission. Then they deployed again in 2008. Again, to Anbar province, this is the western part of Iraq, where the Marines predominantly operated throughout that area.
Right. And who's with you today?
With me today, I have Sergeant Major Rob Baker. He's my right-hand man, our senior enlisted man of the organization, the guy who gets a lot of things done for me and the whole command. In addition, Staff Sergeant Chad Falcos, who, as I said, is our Toys for Tots coordinator. Staff Sergeant Michael Kaiser, who does a number of things for the command, to include supporting our military funeral honors and all the veterans in the area. And then, of course, Sergeant Javier Sandoval, who's one of our Chicago Native Marines. Great pleasure to have him on the staff.
And, Lieutenant Colonel, if I'm not mistaken, you're actually from the area. Where are you from?
I grew up in Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. You can tell by the haircut. He's... The colonel was backstage telling me about his love for the state of Indiana and its and he also likes the tax structure in the state a little bit better than it is in Illinois. But we hope that it's all working out for you. And thank you for coming home, and thank you for doing this, and thank you for your service into the service of the United States Marine Corps Reserves and all the guys who are here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
All right, that is the reason we're here, my friends.
Boy, that puts you to shame. You heard the word Triangle of Death, and Rose thinking, Viagra Triangle, was that where we fought for a martini Tuesday night? Oh, my God. Pardon me.
The Triangle of Death. You know, I was like, now you know why Iraq had so much trouble with tourism before the war.
Triangle of Death?
Because they were calling things right. Triangle of Death. Okay, just let that. I'm going to let that sit with the room for a little while.
I know, think about that. It's near the You'll Lose Your Arm River, which you never want to fall into.
Let's
go jogging and hiking.
Right, exactly. Like the kids who wanted to go up to the Iraq-Iran border to go hiking. That's always a good idea. I think, you know, if you want to say, if the kids that you don't get along well with in the neighborhood, tell them that. That's a good thing to go do. All right, coming up on the program, we get the Eyes of March are here.
That's right.
We have a bunch of special guests and some surprises.
Right now, the Home Depot has freshly cut Christmas trees starting at only $17.98. Picking out the perfect tree is a great tradition. Paying too much shouldn't be. Take one of these beauties home for the holidays, and you could save enough for a little extra garland, a few more lights on the tree, or maybe an extra gift or two beneath it. All thanks to our freshly cut Christmas trees arriving weekly and starting at only $17.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Steve Dahl. You know, I fell in for Roper a couple of days a month when he is out doing his Reels channel stuff. And when I'm not doing that, I am doing the Steve Dahl Show via podcast. Subscription only and worth every penny. Go to Dahl.com and check it out. And here's a little sample for you. And the Hi, Jeff Joniak.
Did I ever tell you about my story hiking in the mountains of Colorado?
No, I
went for my birthday a couple years ago. I had taken the family to Beaver Creek, Colorado, beautiful place, mm-hmm. And I went on an alpine lake hike by myself for my birthday. I even brought the video camera and videotaped myself talking to my family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to run down the mountain instead of take the ski lifts back down, and I decided to run.
Mm.
So I put my backpack on and with a, you know, big rock in my left hand in case, you know, Smokey the Bear came running out from nowhere, I'd pop him in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running down the mountain, and I get to the bottom of the line, I took the wrong turn. So I'm in some town I never heard of, and I have no money, nothing. I don't even know where I'm at. So I managed managed to find my way back. It took, like, forever. Couldn't walk for, like, a whole day and a half. I was so sore. But the kicker is that my cell phone, I knew I lost it, but it popped out of my backpack. I didn't have it zippered. So somebody found it. Do you understand the odds against anybody finding my cell phone in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah.
But somebody found it, called my wife, and they brought it to the front desk of the facility we were staying at.
Did the cell phone get there before you? So she thought you were dead?
Yes. The cell phone did get there before me.
We did not find Jeff, but we found his cell phone.
We haven't found the carcass yet.
Good news, we have the cell phone, and it has some delightful video on it. He seemed very happy before he died.
There's videos of yourself. I'm so scared right now. I don't know where I am.
I mean, come on. That's not worth $9.95 a month. Of course it is. Go to Dahl.com. Subscribe to the Steve Dahl Show today. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Road Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show, live from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino on the scenic shores of Lake Michigan and Hammond, Indiana, on 890 AM WLS.
Welcome back to the Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show, live in the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Isaac Marcher here, a cast of thousands of sold out show in attendance.
Thank you. It's very well done. Woo. Jim Peterick, by the way, the legend Jim Peterick in the house with us today.
He's the best.
If people are not familiar with Jim's work, well, then you clearly have not been alive until just about a minute ago, because Jim's first – would you move over to the radio microphone for a second, Jim. Your first hit was what year?
66.
1966.
With the original guy standing up here, too, which is crazy, man.
Nice.
That is an amazing deal. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, of course, you know, and Jim's not only the Ides of March, you know, a vehicle I like to buy, all the great, incredible number of hits that they've got, but you also wrote and performed Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, right?
Yeah, man.
Club of Lane. I could keep on Club of Lane.
Yeah.
And you actually played this. Hold on. Let's see. We played right before we came out, which is 38 Special. You're on that. You wrote that as well.
My good buds.
So all that really happens is Jim wakes up every morning, puts on his robe, goes out to his mailbox, collects a check for $1 million, goes back into his house.
That's all.
Calls his broker.
Yeah.
And yet he is still out every day. You got a show coming up, what, tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, Norris Center, yeah. Christmas show.
This is the Christmas show, Jim. Jim, it's man, the Christmas show.
This is the other one.
Oh, great, we're the other one.
No, that tomorrow's the other
exactly,
one. Come on, Christine.
That's exactly how that Ginger White felt, too, I think, after the whole thing was done. The other one.
I like for those of you watching on the monitors here, the one shot where Jim's framed right between me and Ro. It looks like that scene in Animal House with the little devils on the shoulder saying.
I totally
do. Pretty much. And by the way, Vehicle is still very timely because, as you know, it was the inspiration for the Herman Cain Sharon Bilek romance. I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car?
It's a theme song.
What are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend.
Right.
One 13-year mistake, and the guy's all in the newspaper and radio and TV.
I really never bought the Bilek story. I figure she wanted. I always had the thing that she wanted to be in that car, and there was a lot of chitty chat going on before that whole thing happened. I don't think it went down the way she said. The other case, I don't know. When you've been paying somebody else's rent for a couple of years and you haven't told the wife, she's gonna find out about that.
Awkward.
Yeah,
it helps people.
Yes, I don't know how that's gonna work out. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Maybe Gloria Kane will have the press conference tomorrow. There's one scheduled. Maybe she'll get up there and make the announcement for everybody.
Herman couldn't make it tonight. I'm here to announce he won't be running for president.
Oh. He won't be walking either.
That's right.
Imagine.
He's basically been on all fours for about the last 12 hours.
She seems like such a nice lady, too. You know, you saw her on TV. She got this
this little lady, and she's very sweet, and
behind closed doors.
And she, right, but then she's like, but she, you know, was sitting there going, this is not the Herman I know. Well, yeah.
That's the double life.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's generally that. Hey, baby, I'm going out. I got to go see Ginger.
Who's Ginger?
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This is a taste of WLS, Roe and Roper.
See, that the American Academy of Pediatricians, or whatever it is, came out with a study today. It said that Facebook is creating depression. The kids who spend an inordinate amount of time on Facebook, they find a higher rate of depression.
Well, maybe the depressed people tend to gravitate to that because it's their only outlook. It's the opposite. Maybe it doesn't cause it. How's that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
You're a scientist.
There are unique aspects of Facebook that can make it a particularly tough social landscape to navigate for kids already dealing with poor self-esteem, according to Dr. Gwen O'Keefe, Boston area pediatrician, came up with this.
Well, that's possible.
And it's because the friends tallies are in your face. You get to see how many people are your friend and not your friend. And then people tend to say mean things on Facebook.
They think they're faceless, sort of. But
and here's what would change everything. If people had, if there was true accountability for what you said and what you did, that would make, but people, it's so funny, in the assumption of anonymity makes people really mean to each other. It's weird.
Well, it does make kids more vulnerable. I mean, back in the day, you got beat up on the school bus or pantsed or something, but you didn't. I mean, it's constant. It's too late. The horse is out of the barn.
Yeah, we're not going backwards. Make Facebook illegal.
Right.
Although they'll migrate from that eventually. That's Facebook's too.
I'm never on Facebook. It creeps me out.
Leave me alone!
You have your own network of people in the bars. I mean, that's the old way, and I think you should stick with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jim. I will take that advice.
They said that the things to look out for, obviously, on Facebook are psychosocial outcomes are often as a result of harassment on Facebook.
All right.
There you go.
Roe and Roper. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 890 AM WLA.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ad Council.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack. But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
This is a taste of WLS. Don Wade and Roba.
Now 7 until 7 at WLS. So the Mac versus PC TV ad, you've seen that, where the one guy is standing there and then there's one...
Hi, I'm a T-Mobile MyTouch 4G.
And I'm an iPhone 4.
Who's your friend?
Seal, AT&T Network.
That'll slow you down.
That's the price I paid for 3G speed.
Hey, wait a minute. I said the Mac versus PC, but that was the T-Mobile, and oh, well, I can understand why you would be confused.
They call
because
it borrowed. They borrowed.
They borrowed
Apple.
The whole, they took the whole concept. They took the Mac versus the PC, and they used it for T-Mobile versus AT&T, Verizon, and all the others.
Right. It goes the pure white backdrop. And the two personifications talking to each other.
I mean, is that the first thought that you, when you see the T-Mobile ad, you think,
they
wait
stole
a minute.
That ad.
So doesn't that distract from the ad when you say, wait a minute, so the whole time they're doing their ad trying to sell you on the advantages of what, T-Mobile or whatever, you're thinking, that's a Mac versus PC ad. Isn't that, hey, Charlotte? Isn't that the Mac versus the PC ad? And you're missing all the message, right? You're not hearing what they're trying to tell you, because all you're hearing is...
Bummer. 4G with T-Mobile lets me video chat practically anywhere.
That's the Mac versus the PC ad.
Wi-Fi, like, say, an airport.
That is the Mac versus the PC ad.
The new T-Mobile Mac.
Even the music. Hey, Charlotte. And that's the same ad. What are they selling, by the way? Now, that's a cute girl there on the right, but other than that...
John Wade and Roma, mornings 5 till 9 on 890 AM WLS. This is a taste of WLS. Sean Hannity.
Anthony Weiner appears to me sent a lewd picture of his crotch to a college student in Washington. Instead of sending it as a direct message, this is my take on it, he mistakenly posted in a public forum, in other words, the entire Twitterverse, to quote a phrase. And it's the kind of thing that middle school, high school kids get suspended for from school because it's so, frankly, irresponsible. And for a 46-year-old man, if he's doing this with a college student, it's beyond weird, especially newly married, literally caught with his pants down. Now, look, you know, all the American people want Weiner to come clean. That's what they're asking for. Weiner has compounded these problems tenfold. It's got to be one of the worst media strategies in modern American history. You know, first wishing the story is going to evaporate. I'm not going to answer this. Then giving interviews left and right to everybody under the sun except me. Then under the theory that he can clamp down on the crisis by making himself accessible. You know, then he heads to the bunker. If Weiner decided to come clean, tell the truth, tell it once, tell it himself, the story would have just gone away. Instead, he's gone the Nixon route in these, you know, this modified, limited hangout, please excuse the pun, a phrase that was adopted from intelligence officers who, when their veil of secrecy is lifted, they resort to admitting some of the truth while still managing to withhold key and damaging facts in a case. In this instance, Weiner's pretending to be forthcoming, even making the claim, I can't say with any certainty that it's me, meaning the picture. How do you know if it's not the picture? First of all, how many of you out there have pictures of yourself in your underwear? Now, he's probably going to have to file briefs for the lawsuit. All right, enough. I can't help it.
Sean Hannity, weeknights 6 till 9, 890 AM.
In WLS traffic on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown, 32 minutes from Montrose, 19 minutes, slowing on the inbound Ike. Thorndale, the old post office, 36 minutes from Anaheim, 23 minutes, and on the outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 30 minutes, to Tri-State, 40 minutes, to I-355, 50 minutes. This report brought to you by Trinity International University. Give yourself a gift of education in 2012. Complete your bachelor's degree in organizational leadership, business, education, or Christian ministries at TIU in Deerfield. Apply now and start in January. Details at tiu.edu/reach. WLS continues with Roan Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. But first, the forecast. Today, sunshine the rest of the afternoon, then turning cloudy with a few light rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning and cloudy, high 47. 42 at O'Hare, 42 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour, the half, or when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Bragel, WLS News.
Thought-provoking.
I know you turn on the radio and you say, I know Don and Roma will explain this.
John Wade and Roma, mornings 5 till 9, 90 a.m., WLS. We now return to the Roan Roper Toys for Tots holiday show. Christina, put down the eggnog. 890 a.m., WLS.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yes.
Jerome Roper, Holiday. Started drinking about 9 o'clock this morning. Holiday Toys for Tots show live from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in beautiful Hammond, Indiana. By the way, brought to you by the Horseshoe Casino, the venue itself, Gaiety's Chocolates and Ice Cream, and everybody here is going to walk out a little special something from them.
Nice.
Don't let it melt in your pockets.
That's what she said.
Also, Epson and United Healthcare. I brought that in myself because very concerned about my own health at all times.
Yeah, right. He's a moving medicine cabinet.
True.
Oh, incidentally, I got a little flack during the break by one of the Indiana people tired of me making fun of the state. It's a great state. In fact, in the lobby while we were here, what did I get? Some roadkill recipes out there.
Okay.
It's just not.
The possum in vinegar and the beaver with hot sauce. I'm telling you, that's what we've never tried yet. The guy showed me the grill on his truck is 150. There it is. It's all there. So we love Indiana.
Guy tried to sell me that DVD in the parking lot here, Beaver with Hot Sauce. Ides of March, by the way, featuring Jim Peterik, their Christmas concert, special guests, Megan McDonough,
nice.
And Dan Mayall, and the Drive's Bob Stroud. Bob Stroud, he of the Stroud crowd.
Stroud.
One of my heroes in radio is going to be there. That's tomorrow night at the Norris Cultural Center in St. Charles, in Illinois. I was going to say Indiana, but that would be wrong. St. Charles, Illinois, tickets on sale, and you can call 630-584-7200, by the way, for that as well. All right. Kids, you know, one of the things we're going to do here today is going to bring in some of the people who, you know, are regularly on the show, and you get to see them here live and be a part of, see, you know, what they look like and how they act when they're, most of these people are also on television at any other time, and, you know, they act very differently on television. People act all fancy and formal on TV and not like that in real life. Radio is real life, my friends. Just look at Christina.
Too real.
Yeah, that'll tell you everything you need to know. Ladies and gentlemen from ABC7, Ben Bradley.
Oh, Ben, come on out here. Get down to the gutter with the rest of us. This won't hurt your career at all.
I always take my career in my own hands coming on this show.
Well, not as much fun as we have with our hands while you're not here. Okay.
I told you no Red Bull for Jim pre-show, and now look what that
when do we go on? We go on. It never gets on the air. We sent back to Wisconsin.
The people who aren't here live, I mean, this is a huge crowd, but they're missing it because Rich is, like, wearing silk.
Red, Jim, Christmas red.
Jim is ensconced in velvet. Christina's in. I feel like this is like the Playboy
barely ensconced.
I know.
In anything.
This will go as our holiday party because once we get through this, I'm not seeing until after the middle of January because I'll never come out of the coma after the after party at this show. Last year we did an after party for the it was Richard Marx and his band and Lee Ermey and his people and the Marines, and I am still hungover from that party a year ago. Matter of fact, Lee, at the end of that, Lee's been calling everybody going, what the hell happened to my Geico commercial? Yeah. So there is just so much fun that we have at these things, that especially, and people here, I'm telling you, the most amazing stuff is we will come down and we'll talk to the people who are here, and we do this whole thing where people come up and get their, you know, they got pictures to hand out, and we sign some stuff, and take pictures, and do whatever it is we're going to do. And people are so polite in, like, the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hour. And then you get to about 4:30, and they've really been drinking. And then you get to 5 o'clock, and they've really been drinking. And it is so – and somebody comes up, like, for the fourth time. There will be one person who will do this. And they're probably not here yet. So it's none of you that I'm talking about. Who will come up for the fourth time and go, it was really good to meet you. I just met you.
I started off at a 2 o'clock hour. Oh, man, you guys are doing a great job. And Richard, you're such a great addition to the show. And then around 4 o'clock, you know, I kind of miss this go. And then by about 5:30, who are you again?
And that's me saying that.
That's all just Jim, yeah.
I find the crowd is a little like the people who stand outside Channel 7 State Street Studio. The midday show, very nice, sweet families. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you're fine. By 10 o'clock, look out.
Woo! Guy wearing a purple suit, spinning around.
Vincent.
Yes. That's
another guy. Yeah, I think Rich borrowed the shirt from
Thank
him.
Thank you very much.
I like his shirt.
My favorite thing,
Christmas
though,
show, holiday show.
My absolute favorite thing when you're watching television, and Ben, you're a street reporter. You've been doing this for a long time. You were at CLTV and that, and from Chicago, too, which is the best part of Chicago television, Chicago media, is when people are from here and they grew up here and they understand it and know how to pronounce Polina. And the and so when you're out there on the street, and there's always, this happens especially in the summer, less in the winter because people are on the street in the summer, and you'll be covering some horrible tragedy, you know, a car accident, a bunch of people hurt or killed, or God forbid, some, you know, something really awful, and there'll be a kid on his bicycle on one wheel spinning around in back of you while you're describing the hell, the horror, and the mayhem of whatever has happened right there. And the kid's just, and then he'll look and he'll see if he can see himself in the monitor, then call friends over, and there's guys jumping up and down and back. Have you, shouldn't there be some sort of like a taser or pepper spray or something? Shouldn't you have something for that?
Pepper spray is all the rage these days.
It's very good.
Probably get a bulk discount. My favorite is that people always tell you exactly what comes to mind, and it's so much more true for Ron and Kathy and those guys. All I get is, hey, aren't you that guy on TV? Oh, I know. You're Rob Johnson. And I said, no. And then they'll go, yeah, I thought Rob was better looking.
No, they're like, no, you are. No, you're Rob. No, you are. No, I know you are. No, really not. No, I know you are.
Just go with it and show him some dirty pictures and blame him.
Exactly. That's when I start swearing at them when they think I work for Channel 2. And keep watching.
I think we should hire that cop, the pepper spray cop from the West Coast. That was, you know, pepper spraying the people that were, you know.
He was like he was spray painting. It was peaceful, serene.
Got a job watering my plants now.
And they sat there just looking up at him and took it like a puppy being fed. You know, just, okay, fine.
Yeah, the thing about that image that still stuns me is if I were the police chief of that town and I'd seen that, here's what I'd be most mad about. We bought the wrong pepper spray.
Yeah. Nobody was hurt
because everybody's sitting there going, are you okay? I bet you got fries. They're pulling them out. Could you spray this? It was like, it's not moving. You know, that pepper spray, people are supposed to be screaming and running, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do with the pepper spray?
I think people thought they were getting a spray tan from that guy.
Maybe in California, that's what they do.
Get out of the line. They're like, that's it. It was Hollywood pepper spray.
Right.
It's California, right?
Ezekiel looks so handsome now in the spray tan. That's why they didn't get out.
I've been find out who the vendor of the pepper spray is. We got a problem.
We had a couple of Chicago cops in that line. There'd be some bloody batons. That's right.
Yeah.
No, they're doing great. They're doing great this year.
They took care of it. I got to go. Jim, we have to go back to Chicago after the show.
I just thought of that.
At the Skyway. At the toll booth at the Skyway. Nothing but it'll be like the Blues Brothers. Yeah. Just all white cars with their lights up. Sitting there waiting for us to try to get back across.
Well, during the Occupy Chicago protests, you know, a couple of them have gotten a little tight, and you say that, you know, as a media, you know, things could get pretty ugly pretty quick, but there's a commander in Chicago police, and I say, hey, so what's your feel on this thing? He goes, it's not going to be 68.
Right.
And with a little bit of remorse.
Right. We kind of like the
good old days. Yeah. Well, not yet. Let me tell you something. Next year, I mean, people, I don't know if people are really thinking about this yet or even know about it yet, but we've got two Chicago, there's going to be two major events. You've got the NATO summit, where you got all the guys, you know, who are with the medals and they stand around and they're wearing their uniforms and they think great thoughts about who they're going to bomb. And then...
Don't go to Starbucks that week.
Yes, and then you've got... they got a drone. They literally are sitting around with their iPads looking at drones, looking at back at them, and they're literally checking their teeth through some drone camera. But then there's the G8 summit that is also coming, and that's those are the big economic leaders from around the world. I don't know who's left in economic leaders. I think Paraguay might be a part of the G8 now, the way things are going. But they're coming in, and that brings in, and I love this, like there's professional anarchists who travel the world, and they just want to blow stuff up, and they want to disrupt, and they want to create trouble. Now, I think there's a problem with the concept of being a professional anarchist, because an anarchist is somebody who doesn't like authority and structure, right? But yet you do this for a living.
It's a plan,
right? So is there a boss anarchist who calls up and goes, all right, Johnson, I need you there at 8 a.m.
Well, they've been doing these. This is a group that shows up for these demonstrations going back years ago when the economy was fine. How do they kick it up a notch?
Yeah.
You know, right.
I hope they get health care with that job.
Yeah.
Well, they'll need it
if they don't.
Try.
That's the funny thing. They don't get union benefits or health care. Hey, wait a second.
Well, Sheridan, are you here for the radiologist convention? No, I'm with the anarchist group. Oh, you're in banquet room B.
So a couple of years ago when we had the, I think it was the G20 or whatever it was that they had at the Sheraton downtown, the Chicago police came up with a really great idea. And what they did is because they knew this was coming in, and they worked with the all the different types of people, the FBI and international and Interpol and all these other people who do this kind of stuff. And they came up with a strategy. And the strategy was, and this is the honest-to-God truth, the strategy was to get little cops, shorter, smaller cops. Put them in, yes, it's true, the smallest cops in Chicago and the biggest cops in Chicago. And they put them all in the you know, like sort of that Michelin Man suit that they wear, that full combat gear stuff. And they put the little ones in front of the big ones. So from a block away, the little ones look normal size. The big ones look like King freaking Kong.
Right. And the horse, the mounted cops in back, they look like, you know, monsters.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
they were.
And so, and when they were trying to come across the bridge at the Chicago River at Columbus, they start to come up the bridge and they see this phalanx of police. And there's guys that are 6 feet tall and guys who are 10 feet tall. Literally.
It's like Darth Vader. Dun, 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 dun. That's when the shop steward of the Anarchist Union was like, break, boys, take a break.
Anarchist break. We'll meet nowhere.
That'd be a good use of the river, you know? Think of this. The river's cleaned up now. It's less green. Less chance of getting, what do you get, food poisoning if you swim there?
Throw the protesters in there.
Money, money, money.
Some of
Thank
the
you.
Bridges are good.
No, we do this
never,
for fun.
Never
please.
Mind us.
Sorry.
It's like it's the same mentality when you go to Vegas and there's always that that one advertisement for the biggest lobster in town. They have a midget in a tuxedo holding the lobster. So it looks like it's a 7-foot lobster. You look closer, you're like, look at the little hands on that guy. That's a midget man.
All right, before we let Ben go, and Ben is just here. Actually, we just ran into Ben at the slots. I mean, that's the only reason he's here.
He likes the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
He was actually shaving in the bathroom when I saw him. I don't know what the hell you were up to this morning. But
I've been here a long time, Jim, and my luck is just getting good.
Who was she? I don't know.
All right, so, and by the way, congratulations. Ben just had a baby.
Oh.
Actually, my wife did. Yes. I was going to say, yeah. That would have been the top story if Ben actually had the baby, but congratulations. Thank you for standing in the waiting room with a cigar. Where all men should be when the woman's having the baby.
Actually,
amen, sister.
This is also a true story, unfortunately, about Ben, is that he was the day his wife was literally about to go into labor. She was due, and Richard was off, and Ben was filling in for Richard, and and he came in anyway.
Yeah,
which is what I told him I would do, too. You got to come in. You don't want to be around for this.
No.
Yeah. You show up at the end when all the bad stuff's happened. You bring the flight. It's like the old days. What's this? They got to sit there, and you got to hold their hand. They got to scream at you that they hate you and bite your hand and your fingers. What is the point of that? What the doctors and the nurses are there for?
There are drugs for that.
I've been paying for that decision for about a month now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, what you told her on the cell phone when we're commercial breaks, they heard him, cross your legs. Just cross your legs. I'm on Roe and Roper, for God's sake. The kid will be around forever.
Oh. Wow. I love you, Molly.
And by the way, also, Mrs. Bradley, he loves you too. All right.
That's what she said.
All right. Very, very quickly. You know, I want to ask about Rob Blagojevich, the 15 to 20. Because you've been covering this as well. This has been a big thing for you. They're asking, the government's asked for 15 to 20 just today. The more news that his people are saying, you know, we don't think that's fair, a prediction.
I'm going to get George Ryan got 6.5, so I'll go 8 or 9. I'd be shocked if it was double digits.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
12.
I still think he should be sentenced to 3 years of giving seniors rides in a big bus.
No, not Thank a you. Bus. He should get one of Thank those you. Rickshaws that they have by Wrigley,
That's
and he should
too.
Be giving seniors rides.
Get his hair all messed up.
He'd like that. He's a runner. He'd like that. Come on.
Hook it to him.
Just imagine the stories that guy's going to tell to the people in the back of the rickshaw. I was totally innocent. It would be.
I have the tapes. Do you want to listen to them while you ride?
You know, when you get in a cab, you know, the guy's always got something going. He's got some sort of music from over there on in the cab. That's what Blagojevich will have in his rickshaw running the whole time. Just all the tapes. Including the one where he's giving your effing grandmother an effing ride on the effing bus. And if, I'm sorry, Grandma, I didn't really mean that. All right. Coming up, the Eisner Marcher is the Rowan Roper Holiday Show for Toys for Tots. The United States Marine Corps Reserves are here. We've raised over 1,000 toys already. I want to thank you all for doing that. We've got an incredible list of celebrities and guests and fun sorts of things are going to happen here. Most importantly, 5 o'clock,
woo!
The Carnarvon Wagon rolls. Back after this.
And fabulous traffic on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown, 34 minutes from Montrose, 21 minutes on the outbound Ike Old Post Office in Manheim, 27 minutes to Thorndale, 40 minutes on the inbound Ike slow to Racine to Congress, Thorndale, the Old Post Office, 37 minutes, Manheim, 24 minutes. And on the outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 32 minutes to the Tri-State, 42 minutes to I-355, 52 minutes. This report brought to you by the Chicagoland area Acura dealers. Acura official luxury vehicles and Northwestern Wildcats. Test drive an Acura Discover where brain meets the brawn. Plus, take advantage of low lease and finance rates. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com. In our WLS forecast, today decreasing cloudiness and sunshine taking over this afternoon, high 42 tonight, partly cloudy this evening, turning cloudy with a few light rain showers after midnight, mainly north and west of Chicago, low 32 this evening, and then slowly rising overnight, rain expected tomorrow, high 47. Now we go to the Wall Street Journal report with Joan Jones.
Stocks are headed for a close on the plus side today, but giving back some of the gains as we near the closing bell. The Dow Industrials have just turned negative. They're down 4 points now. The NASDAQ Composite up just a fraction, and the S&P 500 index is flat. 120,000 jobs added in November. The jobless rate fell from 9% to 8.6%. Economists say the change in the jobless rate may be due in part, though, to a shrinking workforce with fewer people seeking jobs. Still, investors did like those headline numbers today. Stocks were higher most of the day. I'm Joan Jones, 890 AM, WLS.
Right now, the Home Depot has freshly cut Christmas trees starting at only $17.98. Picking out the perfect tree is a great tradition. Paying too much shouldn't be. Take one of these beauties home for the holidays, and you could save enough for a little extra garland, a few more lights on the tree, or maybe an extra gift or two beneath it. All thanks to our freshly cut Christmas trees arriving weekly and starting at only $17.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Steve Dahl. You know, I fill in for Roper a couple of days a month when he is out doing his Reels channel stuff. And when I'm not doing that, I am doing the Steve Dahl Show via podcast. Subscription only and worth every penny. Go to Dahl.com and check it out. And here's a little sample for you. And the Hi, Jeff Joniak.
Did I ever tell you about my story hiking in the mountains of Colorado?
No, I don't think so.
I went for my birthday a couple years ago. I had taken the family to Beaver Creek, Colorado, beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And I went on an alpine lake hike by myself for my birthday. I even brought the video camera and videotaped myself.
Right.
Talking to my family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to run down the mountain instead of take the ski lifts back down, and I decided to run.
Mm.
So I put backpack on and with a, you know, big rock in my left hand in case, you know, Smokey the Bear came running out from nowhere, I'd pop him in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running down the mountain, and I get to the bottom of the mountain. I took the wrong turn. So I'm in some town I never heard of, and I no money, nothing. I don't even know where I'm at. So I managed to find my way back. It took, like, forever. Couldn't walk for, like, a whole day and a half. I was so sore. But the kicker is that my cell phone, I knew I lost it, but it popped out of my backpack. I didn't have it zippered. So somebody found it. Do you understand the odds against anybody finding my cell phone in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah.
But somebody found it, called my wife, and they brought it to the front desk of the facility we were staying at.
Did the cell phone get there before you? So she thought you were dead?
Yes. Yes. The cell phone did get there before me.
We did not find Jeff, but we found his cell phone.
We haven't found the carcass yet.
Good news, we have the cell phone, and it has some delightful video on it. He seemed very happy before he died.
Videos of yourself. I'm so scared right now. I don't know where I am.
I mean, come on. That's not worth $9.95 a month. Of course it is. Go to Dahl.com. Subscribe to the Steve Dahl Show today. Thank you.
This is a taste of WLS, Roe and Roper.
Yesterday we told you the story about the very long-standing, famous, infamous mayor, really, of Fort Wayne, Indiana. The guy was mayor from 1934 to 1954, died in office, tragically.
Yeah.
Longest-standing mayor. He took that town through its greatest turmoil. You know, Fort Wayne, Indiana, that was a big town in Indiana back in the day.
He made sure it didn't shrivel.
And it went from the
It went from the Depression through World War II, and Mayor Balls, B-A-A-L-S, Harry, he took them all the way through, and they were going to make, they were going to change the name of the Civic Center, of the government building in Fort Wayne, to name it after their longest standing mayor. And what did they do? They decided they can't. This is the wrong thing. Now there has been a groundswell.
I can't believe
there
was such a kick to the balls when everybody knew.
Now, and we found out earlier today, and this is absolutely true, that his wife's name was Minnie.
And they almost scratched balls, but now he's back on the ballot, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, explain this to me for just 1 second. We're going over to Harry and Minnie Ball's house for dinner. Now, there was nobody in 1950 that, when they said that, ever stopped and thought, oh, my God. Do you understand what's going on here?
My darling, get your hat. We're going to Harry and Minnie Ball's house now.
Oh, that Minnie Ball's. She's nothing but trouble, but I'll be there.
All right, get a move. I understand her cousin Sweaty's going to be there.
How is it possible? I just want to know. How is it possible that nobody got this joke until now?
Roe and Roper. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 890 AM WLS.
Common Sense, spoken here. News now.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. Wall Street has just finished one of its best weeks in years, helped in part by a sudden drop in the unemployment rate to 8.6%. Much of the hiring last month may be temporary for the holidays, which may explain why the White House was not bragging today.
Forget the volatile monthly numbers, Aaron. The White House is only looking for trends.
Despite some strong headwinds this year, the American economy has now created, in the private sector, jobs for the past 21 months in a row.
But no bragging here, even about the surprise dip in the unemployment rate. 8.6, the president says, is still too high.
And on that point, Republican Eric Cantor would agree.
If you look at the number of new jobs created, there's just not enough new jobs being created in America.
For Americans that are working, Republicans and Democrats disagree on how to extend a payroll tax cut. It expires at the end of the month, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Congress should not break for Christmas until it passes.
What is it that the middle class did to the Republicans that they are taking it out on them so harshly and not passing this payroll tax?
Well, some Republicans say they won't vote for it until they figure out how to offset the cost. Herman Cain has been reassessing his bid for the Republican presidential nomination amid accusations of sexual impropriety. Tomorrow, at the opening of a new campaign office, he'll tell us what he's decided.
Herman Cain continues to deny the allegations.
There's a lot of garbage out there about me.
But as he prepares to return to Georgia and face his wife for the first time since Ginger White came forward, he also plans an announcement.
Tomorrow we're going to be opening our headquarters in Northwest Georgia, where we will also clarify, that's that word again, clarify exactly what the next steps are.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
WLS News continues. Good afternoon. I'm Mary Frances Borrego. Cloudy tonight, rain after midnight, rain tomorrow morning. Some unwelcome news for Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. The House Ethics Committee is refusing to drop its investigation into Jackson's role in the Blagojevich scandal. Our John Dempsey has more.
If I'm a conspirator, bring it on.
That was Jackson's challenge to prosecutors with Don and Roma last year after Blago trial testimony that put Jackson at a meeting where Indian businessmen allegedly talked about buying a Senate seat for Jackson.
And another gentleman showed up and began having a conversation practically in Hindu, because I don't speak Hindu or Swarmi, and I did not participate in any of that part of the conversation, nor do I even remember hearing it.
Now the House Ethics Committee says it will continue investigating whether Jackson did anything wrong. Jackson says he'll fully cooperate.
And Rod Blagojevich will learn a sentence on Wednesday. The hearing today, the judge in the case told both sides that he would hold off on the sentencing even if lawyers finished their arguments early Tuesday. Prosecutors have asked that the former governor be sentenced to at least 20 years in prison. WLS Traffic and Weather is next. WLS News Time 3:03.
This is a taste of WLS. Sean Hannity.
Now think about it. Our commander-in-chief doesn't really know what he's doing. He doesn't know, you know, what it is he thinks he's doing. He keeps changing whatever it is every second, every hour of every day anyway. Now to most Americans,
They look at what's going on and missiles being fired, et cetera, and planes dropping bombs. They see that's a war. And when we have U.S. forces and missiles being fired on an enemy, that's a war. Mr. President, sort of earth to Obama, you are engaged in a war. And, Mr. President, you need to prosecute this to its end. And when you begin a war, Mr. President, you better have as your number one goal victory. You need the strength of purpose and the strength of will and clarity of thought. And you need clarity of language for the American people. You don't have your administration referring to this as a kinetic military action. Barack Obama's the commander-in-chief. If he's not prepared to lead the nation into war, then he shouldn't commit us in the first place. And once he does, he should speak honestly about it. And among other things, frankly, signal that he cares in some way about the outcome. And he's done none of this. None of it. What he's saying is gibberish. It's incoherent. It is nonsense. And frankly, it is dangerous. It shows weakness. He's timid. We're retreating in many ways. He is not up to this job. Will this president ever grow up? Will he ever accept the duty and burden of his office? Will he ever understand that, you know, when you involve America in a war, call it a war and wage it to win it?
Sean Hannity, weeknights 6 till 9, 890 a.m. WLS. Take Roe and Roper with you. Wherever you go, listen to WLS live on the go. Just download the WLS AM app for your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at WLSAM.com and never miss a minute. Plus, see what we're talking about. Stay ahead of the story with the latest news, up-to-the-minute Weather Channel forecasts, on-demand traffic reports, and check out the latest and greatest photo galleries. There's something happening here, and it's only a click away at WLSAM.com.
Inbound bill traffic on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown 34 minutes from Montrose 21 minutes on the outbound Ike or post office to Manheim 27 minutes to Thorndale 40 minutes on the inbound Ike slow Racine to Congress Thorndaleville post office 37 minutes from Manheim 24 minutes and on the outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem 30 minutes to the Tri-State 40 minutes to I-355 50 minutes. This report brought to you by Sheraton Chicago Hotel and Tower, the most wonderful place to stay, the most wonderful time of the year. Sheraton Chicago Hotel, receive a $100 Macy's gift card for each night's stay and free shuttle service to shoppers. Rates start at $179 per night for the holiday season. Learn more at Sheraton.com/Chicago Holidays. WLS continues with the Roe and Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. But first, the forecast. Turning cloudy tonight with a few light rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. 42 at O'Hare, 42 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour, the half, and when it breaks. Continuous coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Bregel, WLS News.
This hourly segment is brought to you by the Mortgage Radio Show. Heard weekly at 11 a.m. on Saturdays on 890 a.m. WLS.
Now, Roe and Roper's Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 890 AM. WLS.
I'm in New York City. All we need is music. Sweet music. Loving music and everywhere. Everybody's got to sing. A huge swing. Dancing in the street.
Oh, that's me. Oh, we're here. We're back. Let's forget that this is a live radio and now television broadcast on the NBC Digital. It's going nonstop, 5.2 on your digital television, or if you've got your Comcast or your... I think this afternoon show is number one in Indiana.
Wow.
No question about it.
Good state to be number one in. I've been making fun of it, but they do lead the country in stump grinder accidents.
Again.
I met the guy at the table shaking hands, no thumbs, and I asked him, what the hell happened? He explained it to me.
Again, Jim.
Huh?
We're live.
What do we go on?
And a horseshoe.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rowan Roper Holiday Show for Toys for Tots. United States Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots. Over 1,000 toys have been raised thus far. I feel a little, I got a little bit of a NBA kind of Jerry Lewis sort of hit about it to me today. It's like, you know, Jerry Lewis, you ever watch that thing? Of course, he's no longer with it. not that he's no longer with us, but it's just, yeah.
He's mostly
no
longer here.
With us. He's mostly here. He likes it. It's a surreal thing when he was hosting that thing to watch, because he would almost look into the camera and get mad at you,
yeah.
Right? For, like, why haven't you given yet? What's wrong with you? Why haven't you given? I don't have to do that with you people. You've all given already. Multiple toys, so thank you very much for doing that. Over 1,000 toys raised so far. And there's still plenty more where that came from as people trickle in for the Carnival Wagon. Although, I have noticed this. The people who come later in the show to give you the Carnival Wagon gifts, they're different gifts. I'll be honest with you.
It's a bottle opener. Kids love a bottle opener. It's got two sizes to it. Yeah. They could do all kinds of things with it.
There are a couple of awkward moments. Somebody brought an adult toy.
Yeah. Something's buzzing in a box, and the Marines are like, oh, and everybody goes, clear! And then the two Marines jump on it.
Maybe I'm a prude, but I just think it's not right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Are we set and ready to
D
go?
D batteries?
Are we good to go? All right.
Again, Jim, your mic is on.
Actually, Jim, the last time that happened to us, Jim actually then said, hey, do you mind if I take that home?
Well, it was already in my pocket.
Great. All right.
I thought it was a pocket dialing, but it was more fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage a true Chicago radio legend. Mr. Steve Dahl is here.
You hear it? Real?
The real?
The real Steve? The real Steve Dahl? It's the real Steve Dahl.
As opposed to the fake one.
Here's my guy.
Steve Dahl, ladies and gentlemen!
He's actually kind of the mini Stever now.
Yeah. We've all done some time with him one way or the other, right?
He smells good.
That's true.
Yep. Do I smell good?
You do.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that you said that. I thought Jim was saying that.
Well, we do miss the smell of whiskey, though. That was fun. But no more.
Oh, here we go.
I really got hustled up here because I got to pee. But... I was so mad. It's 350, right? The Skyway's 350, and they don't even smile at you. They just take it. It's like
$3
out of here. And it's nice that the woman in the dirty box that's taking your money, she's the one with the surgical glove. Yeah, right. Like we're carrying. Right. Because in my Mercedes, I'm filthy.
Yeah.
I'll take that $5. Just leave it there. Leave it on the ledge. Drive along.
Step away.
So I'm so mad. I go past Indianapolis, and I'm on the Indiana toll road.
Uh-oh.
Good luck getting off of that and turning around and coming back here.
Next stop, Terre Haute.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then they don't have, you go to the cash, there's a cash lane, but there's no person there. You have to feed dollar bills into the machine. And there's old people in there dropping quarters on the ground, and the door's opening and then hitting the booth. And so I apologize, but I'm here now. So.
But the nice thing is you get a bag of Fritos after you put the fiver in there.
Right. Down
the
it bottom. Cost me like $100 to get here. And I haven't been in the casino yet.
You're running up paying other people. So I got to get, excuse me, broadcast emergency.
You're all comped. Just get out of the way. Let me put my credit card in.
I did, and it's true, because the Skyway, in downtown Chicago, when people go to park in parking garages downtown, there's a lot of people who don't live in the city and they're not aware that literally it's $100 for the first 5 minutes and $500 each minute thereafter in downtown garages.
When I come down and do the show and fill in for Rich, it costs me more to park than you guys pay me.
Yeah, wow.
Literally.
But you're worth it. Literally. You're worth it.
Yeah, right.
So you often see happening is people pull into the garage, and then they see and they put the price list actually after the, so you can sort of see it at the distance. It's visible from the gate,
right.
But then people freak out and they try to get back out of the garage, and that creates a huge problem. Well, the same thing has happened on the Skyway coming here today. There was a woman in a Buick, beautiful Buick, by the way. Congratulations to Buick. They make a very nice car now. And she's in a Buick, and she gets into the lane and then realizes, oh, my God.
Too much.
It's $3.50. I don't have. And she's trying to back down the Skyway.
Yeah.
It's getting an ATM there.
It was a Buick, but it was a Skylark, right?
I have an iPass. But if for some reason, I don't think it's working. But I don't want to roll the dice and go on the Skyway all the way to the right, because if it doesn't go up,
you're stuck.
You're there forever.
Yeah.
So that's why I went to the booth with the mean woman. And thankfully, I did, because my pass is no good. So
it's interesting.
There should be a way to check those before you leave the house. Like a.
And who are these people now who are working there? Because that's no longer owned by the city.
And by the way, didn't the people in Indiana love that notion that the city of Chicago built the special? It was just so old man Mayor Daley could get to Michigan faster. That's the only reason they built that thing in the first place.
Can I because I'm a little, because I have to pee.
Yeah.
So my point was, the last time I went on the Skyway, I didn't know.
Thank you.
For those of you at home, I just handed it to us. Actually, I'd rather use this. Yeah. It's a better fit.
Unfortunately, I've seen you do that, unfortunately.
That was a different era. The last time I came here on the Skyway, I got stuck in that lane because my iPass didn't work. So I have actually done that maneuver where you back out into trucks coming at you and people in Skylarks and whatnot. Yeah.
Then you're in that bad ESPN commercial where the mascots in the air waiting to get into Bristol. Yeah.
Yeah. But what
so they
kind
can
of
ignore the sexual harassment story for another year.
Excuse me.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Just leave that with the nurse, Mr. Dahl. We'll let you know how everything turned out in about 48 hours.
Christina, could you handle that for us?
No, thank you. I'll pass.
Wow.
Speaking of passing.
No, at a party, never handle a warm cup. You know, we've learned that years ago. At a ball game, hold my drink and no.
Jim, you still have that appointment at 4, right? We're going to let you go a little early tonight.
I'm still thinking of the Neanderthal states that has, with the express and you've got your iPass, you can't go gunning through it at 80 miles an hour. What the hell is that about?
No, it's because it's a Skyway, because the Skyway is specific about this. The Skyway does not want you going, because they know you'll just blow right through, because the fine is less than whatever it costs you to be on the Skyway.
Right.
So
it's a $2 fine.
Right. There's a $2 fine and $3.50 to get on the Skyway. So what they do, and it's $350, by the way, for people who are not familiar with it. That's what you. I hold out my Visa and it goes right through a slot. I've got it worked out. So the when you're actually pulling up to the thing, the people who are working there now, they aren't city employees anymore because it was a Canadian company that bought them a couple. Remember we sold those one. The city of Chicago is great.
It's South African.
Is it?
South African.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, even better. Yeah. Apartheid in the boxes. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
I think Nelson Mandela was in the booth over from me.
No.
Oh, I missed him.
I cannot make change for you.
It's like, this is roomy compared to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Too soon?
I'm going to put a couch in.
He works a 27-year shift.
Over under on us doing a Mandela hunk.
Right.
Today,
Who would have thought? Let's go back to making fun of Indiana. The police are coming in here.
I guess the point is we don't know.
I apologize.
That's all right.
Should we hear vehicle right now? Isn't it a good time to hear vehicle? There's a man standing behind me dressed like a pirate. I think that's Jim Peterick. It's either Jim Peterick or Johnny Depp.
Do you have a waterfall sound effect for Steve or something like that?
Trickling water. Do you mind? We're gonna actually during the commercial break stick Steve's hand in warm water and see what happens. See if that trick really actually does occur. It's true though. Jim, for those of you listening at home, Jim Peterick dresses like a rock star. There's velvet and there's feathers and there's boots and he had this big kind of like tambourine type thing. I saw him backstage and he's like, "Have you seen Mr. Frodo?"
He's wearing snakeskin boots, and the snakes are still alive.
Oh, dear.
But that's
how
rocks.
Cool he is.
He rocks.
Yeah.
He does rock.
Steve used to say I look like a lusty pirate.
Yeah, you still do.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, come on, people. Come on.
I thought that was the audience going to
be mad. I thought it was the beginning of a song by Oasis. Remember that?
Yeah. It did sound sort of like applause. Yeah. All right, so you know what's interesting is that he's got the guitar out, too. Jim's ready to go at any moment. You know what we're going to play coming up is a very special version of Stump the Band with these guys. It's going to be, dude, I think you're really going to enjoy this, Steve.
Okay.
We're not going to let you pee till it's all over, by the way. We're here till 6. Good luck to you. He's got, but Jim Peterick's got this guitar that looks literally like it was like an industrial accident, like something really bad happened.
It looks like something that should be taken care of at the water filtration plant.
That baby, wow. And is this specially for vehicle? Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here's Jim Peterick.
It's one of a kind, man.
So that is one of a kind. It's a mirror guitar that's in like a flame kind of deal. And it's the most. This literally looks like the sort of thing that the Marines jumped on it when they saw it originally. Like, all right.
If you turn it upside down, it's his hairdo. Essentially, so he's got the hairdo on the top, and then the hairdo hanging down at the bottom of the guitar.
Wow. It's an amazing thing that Jim Peterick, by the way, who's I don't want to say how Jim was. Well, you were like 12 or something when you started. You were 15 when you started with the Ides of March. You had your first hit, so people can do the math. That was the late 60s.
Don't do it.
But Jim, where many of his the people his age, close to our age, have turned gray or gained a few pounds. He's actually turned prematurely purple.
Yeah.
And he's on the heroin because the man does not have an ounce of anything on his
own. Works out like 4 hours a day. I've seen him.
I've seen you there.
He works out 4 hours a day.
You ignored me one time.
Yeah, because you're like dressed like a chick, like in yoga pants and stuff.
It's like, yeah, well.
He comes over, he's got the Lululemons on. I'm like, sorry, buddy, I can't hear you.
Steve's trying to do his crunches. Jim's walking by. Come on, Steve. Eye of the tiger. Eye of the tiger.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Down.
That's what he does for you.
Lululemons.
Don't hit him with that guitar. Whatever you do, don't hit him with the guitar.
I love Jim, and Jim knows I love him.
I do, and I love you.
Thank you.
Get a room.
We did get a room, actually.
That one time? Yeah, don't go there.
A truck stop over by. That's how the search was over was written.
And hold on loosely.
Oh, that's what she said.
Good one. All right, Jim, go back to your band. They're calling you. By the way, the Ides of March are going to be featuring Jim Peterick. The Christmas concert is tomorrow night. Mike, this isn't a good enough Christmas concert for him, really, honest. Honestly.
Nothing says Christmas like Jim Peterick.
I agree. Totally.
He's like a tree. He's decorated. He's put a star on his head.
Right. What size battery does your hair take?
Double A.
All right.
We can't phase him.
Well, he's a rock star and we're nobody.
Care, man.
How many
That's
number
true.
One hits
have
we had?
Stuff we've only dreamt about doing.
That's true.
Today.
That was last time. Yeah.
Although I'm just dreaming about peeing, quite frankly.
Oh, my God.
Isn't there a break coming up soon?
Yes, you know, you're only 24 seconds away.
Oh, good.
It's the longest 24 seconds of your life. Yeah. At the Norris Cultural Arts Center in St. Charles, that's where the Ides of March are going to be tomorrow night. For tickets, call 630-584-7200. You're going to want to see them tomorrow night. And for everybody who is here, you see them today, which is a good thing. Because it's like Christmas, just a little early. All right, we'll come right back. Steve
Thank
Dahl
God.
Is here. You got to go ahead, Steve.
Go, Steve, go. I can wait till it's time. I'm a professional.
All right, let's do 5 more minutes.
All right.
Let's do Stump the Band now. We got Stump the Band coming up. We've got a very fun afternoon of stuff for you, and it's all the Roe and Roper Holiday Show live from the venue, the Horseshoe Casino, Hammond, Indiana, and, of course, all four of the United States Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots brought to you by Horseshoe Casino, the venues, Gaty's Chocolates and Ice Cream, Epson and United Healthcare, back right after this.
The Roe and Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 890 AM WLS.
Take a look outside. It's cold, gloomy, and gray. It's hard to get out of bed in the morning, and it's dark by the time you leave work. But all that is about to change, because believe it or not, there are places in the world right now where the sun is shining and the beach is waiting, and you could be there with your loved ones. So get ready to provide your romance and plunge yet your winter blues away. There's never been a better time to plunge into Couples Collection of adults-only all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica. Located on stunning beaches in Negril and Ocho Rios, these resorts provide local charm, fine island cuisine, unlimited entertainment, and relaxation. Plus, you'll enjoy free round-trip airport transportation. And with savings of up to $1,600 per couple on gorgeous tropical destinations, you can afford to trade in the cold and sunjet some sunshine. Your winter shouldn't be filled with the blues. Save on the green and sunjet something worth smiling about this holiday season. But hurry, because this sale ends December 22nd. Just call a recommended travel agent at 1-800-FUNJET1 or visit funjet.com.
Are you looking for skilled, loyal, hardworking employees? Many Marine Corps veterans live in the Chicagoland area. These veterans have experience in sales, IT, customer service, the trades, and in many other areas. Marine Corps veterans are well-trained, disciplined, team players, and leaders who can help your business solve its human resources challenges. Find out more about the advantages of hiring Marine Corps veterans by calling 866-645-8762 or visiting marineforlife.org. Marine for Life is an official organization of the United States Marine Corps.
Looking for the perfect holiday items this year? Don't look any further. PersonalCreations.com is the place for the most special holiday decor, accessories, and gifts. Here's the best part. Go to PersonalCreations.com today, look for the star in the upper right corner, enter the secret code GET, and get 20% off all Personal Creations unbeatable holiday items right now. Plus, everything can be personalized. That's right, you can add a name, photo, special message, and more. From stockings and ornaments to gifts and home accessories, Personal Creations has everything you need to make perfect holiday memories. Forget about the same old stuff from the mall stores. Make your holidays special with gifts and accessories from Personal Creations. The kids will flip over their special personalized gifts. It's fast and easy to order, and you'll get 20% off everything. Just go to PersonalCreations.com, look for the star in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code GET. The best selection of holiday decorations and accessories, plus amazing personalized gifts, only at www.PersonalCreations.com. That's PersonalCreations.com, code GET. PersonalCreations.com, secret code GET.
Hey, it's Steve Dahl. You know, I fill in for Roper a couple of days a month when he is out doing his Reels channel stuff. And when I'm not doing that, I am doing the Steve Dahl Show via podcast. Subscription only and worth every penny. Go to Dahl.com and check it out. And here's a little sample for you. And the Hi, Jeff Joniak.
Did I ever tell you about my story hiking in the mountains of Colorado?
No, I don't think so.
I went for my birthday a couple years ago. I had taken the family to Beaver Creek, Colorado, beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And I went on an alpine lake hike by myself for my birthday. I even brought the video camera and videotaped myself talking to my family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to run down the mountain instead of take the ski lifts back down, and I decided to run.
Mm.
So I put my backpack on and with a, you know, big rock in my left hand in case, you know, Smokey the Bear came running out from nowhere, I'd pop him in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm running down the mountain, and I get to the bottom, and I took the wrong turn. So I'm in some town I never heard of, and I have no money, nothing. I don't even know where I'm at. So I managed to find my way back. It took, like, forever. Couldn't walk for, like, a whole day and a half. I was so sore. But the kicker is that my cell phone, I knew I lost it, but it popped out of my backpack. I didn't have it zippered. So somebody found it. Do you understand the odds against anybody finding my cell phone in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah.
But somebody found it, called my wife, and they brought it to the front desk of the facility we were staying at.
Did the cell phone get there before you? So she thought you were dead?
Yes. The cell phone did get there before me.
We did not find Jeff, but we found his cell phone.
We haven't found the carcass yet.
Good news, we have the cell phone, and it has some delightful video on it. He seemed very happy before he died.
There's videos of yourself. I'm so scared right now. I don't know where I am.
I mean, come on. That's not worth $9.95 a month. Of course it is. Go to Dahl.com. Subscribe to the Steve Dahl Show today. Thank you.
Live from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino, it's the Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show. Now, back to your ho-ho hosts, Ro Khan and Richard Roper, 890 AM WLS.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ides of March. Playing some of the hits for you in just a little bit. Steve Dahl was with us. He had to relieve himself. And we'll just sit here quietly until he returns.
And you gotta go.
That's so true. Maybe it was more than number one. I don't know. Hey. The worst feeling in the world.
Oh,
I mean, people
God.
Are talking about because you know when you get up to like in the restaurant when you got right now when you get up to go in the restaurant and then you get a little shy, you know, about it. The guys have this problem. And then you're thinking, oh, no, they're going to think something worse is happening back here. I really have to hurry up. And then you can't. Then you really can't go.
Yeah. You pretend you went. It's a walk of shame. You walk out of the bathroom pretending you went, and then you're just desperate for the next hour.
Steve hasn't gotten this much applause for going to the bathroom since he was 2.5 years old.
Boy, Stevie.
Look at Steve dead.
You're finally housebroken. This is fun.
Well, also when you were 32, there was also a whole other time you had to go.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about something because, you know, Steve, for people who are maybe not be familiar with this, Steve's a podcast superhero now, and the Dollcast is something that people can sign up and get a, like a monthly fee, and you get to listen to your daily thoughts. You do a two-hour show every day?
90 minutes to 90 2 hours,
minutes,
yeah.
90 whatever's going to go on. And you just signed Kevin Matthews to be a part of this
right.
as well.
His first show is being posted today at 5 p.m.
Wow.
So just go to doll.com. All the information's there. The Daily Show. We had a call from Mr. Rokan yesterday.
Right.
And he swore on everything.
It's a good get.
It's a tough get. As I'm sitting in my underwear in my house, it's a very tough get.
Ben, we don't need to know.
Yeah.
Don't need to hear it. Now, what Kevin did, now, is there a puppet clause? Did you get all his puppets signed as well?
Apparently, yes.
I haven't actually heard from Kevin yet.
Right.
I've been negotiating with Jim Shorts.
Yeah, that's a tough negotiation, so. Yeah. That's really that's the roughest part. Yeah. All right, so because people were asking, actually, somebody just came up to me during the one of the breaks and said, hey, what has happened with Kevin Matthews? Because Kevin Matthews is working on the radio in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right. He got fired from there last week.
Mm-hmm. And so now he...
Wait, nobody ever gets fired from a radio gig. That's the first time I've ever heard that. That's weird. I'm new to this business. What happens then?
Let me tell you something.
Wait till the holidays, too. Best time.
You know who doesn't get fired from a radio gig? Jim Johnson.
Thank you. Okay.
That's true.
Do you know who always gets fired from a radio gig? Christina Filiaggi.
Thank you.
You know who always gets hired back at the radio gig? Christina.
Well, usually when it comes up, I've heard this a couple of times over the years. They're like, well, what about Jim Johnson and somebody managed, the kindly old janitor? Why would we fire him?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Keep it on. Keep it on. Maybe I'll go to Grand Rapids and get fired. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Jim has actually been on the radio as long as the Ides of March have had music on the radio. Oh. That's basically it.
Yeah, yeah, I was 40 years old when they had their first hit in the 60s.
How long have you been at WLS?
42?
Because you were there when I got there.
43 years.
And I was there a long time
ago.
Late
60s, I came in like as a sort of an intern type situation. And
he was an old man back then, wasn't he?
Yes.
When you got there, Steve.
He was an older man back then.
I was
he doesn't age.
Benjamin Button. Benjamin Button, I was the first one.
Good reference, Jim.
Thank you.
Nobody saw that movie.
Oh,
I know what you mean.
Mr. Movie Critic. Why don't you be a movie?
Oh, he is.
Coming up, and this is really, and you know, and the drinking hasn't started either. And wait till you see what happens then. Yeah, but I know, you'd think it's
the
way
I was listening on the way in, it sounded like it had.
It had.
Especially Jim.
It is. It's a rough crowd. They come in here pre-primed. There were two guys already.
Is he fine?
Well, I'm having a nice conversation. Where else would you hear people saying the phrase, and he was already on probation and tasered twice? And that came up three times over there.
Jeez. Jim, that was Thanksgiving with your family. We're talking about today, the Ham and Horseshoe, the venue.
All right, we are at the... Wow. We're here at the big holiday show. You're listening to it on 890 AM WLS. People are also watching it live on NBC's Digital Chicago Nonstop.
Ooh, 5.2. You should sit up straight then.
Yes, you should sit up straight. Right.
I hope they didn't see my really awkward getting back into my chair. I did there.
It's a little booster
not
there.
Not real super easy to get in.
No, they're hard.
Yeah. These are because actually, you know, the funny thing.
The Larry Hagman collection from my Dream of Genie. For those of you who can see these chairs, they're very kind of 60s style.
The chairs that they have given us are also the chairs that are in front of all of the slot machines.
Yeah.
So they don't actually move. They've got that base that's about 600 pounds.
I
so you don't
I
steal
just
the chair.
I pull the chair out and slide in, and the next thing you know, I'm like falling off the stage with the chair. So that was a bad look. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll also, I made a mistake and brought a tot, not a toy. So,
Tot for Toys is next week.
My bad.
Now, you know, that's
I just left him in the car, though, so it cracked the window, so no big deal.
That's good enough.
That's the Penn State holiday show anyway.
I thought about doing that on the way here, and I thought, don't do that, Steve. Whatever you do, don't do that.
Thank you for leaving it open.
I also left the Casey Anthony joke on the cutting room floor, Steve, but Roe went there.
Oh, wow.
All right,
time for a break.
It's all my fault, though. I'm a bad influence.
All right, Steve's going to stay with us for a while. We've got Stump the Band coming your way. You're not going to win this with the Ides. How can you stump the Ides of March? They've been basically been on stage since Beethoven died. I don't know how it's possible we can stump them.
Anything since the 70s. We'll stump them.
Sorry, Steve. Oh. I can't hear you from this big mountain of gold records I'm sitting on.
There, Jim. I did it for you.
All right, stand by. Mary Frances Bregel is standing by with WLC News back at the station. Mary Frances.
Thanks, Earl. Cloudy tonight, rain tomorrow. A former Chicago cop is admitted to taking part in robberies and home invasions on behalf of the Latin King street gangs. After pleading guilty in federal court, Antonio Martinez now faces up to 15 years in prison. And Rob Blagojevich will learn his fate on Wednesday at a hearing today. The judge in the case told both sides that even if they finish early on Tuesday, the first day of his sentencing hearing, he won't rule until the following day. Meantime, defense attorney Sheldon Sorosky was asked how Rob Blagojevich is doing as his sentencing day approaches.
Well, he's doing fine. Of course, he's nervous and apprehensive, but he's doing fine, and he's with his family.
WLS Traffic and Weather is next. WLS News Time 3:31.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder here. At home, I'm the mother of two, three if you count my husband. So I'm always looking for ways to make our lives more fun, but on a budget. And SodaStream is my dream come true. I have to tell you, it's a blast making your own beverages at home with SodaStream. My family goes through a ton of soda, flavored waters, and energy drinks. This is a really great way to save money. Make great tasting soda at home in less than 30 seconds. The cost comes out to just 25 cents a can, so you're saving every time you use it. SodaStream home soda makers are the size of a small coffee maker, and there are a bunch of different styles and colors to choose from. Over 50 regular and diet flavors, even energy drinks, and new all-natural flavors made with cane sugar. And you can make sparkling water. Yes, you can. Save money and the planet with SodaStream. Buy everything you need at Bed Bath & Beyond, Macy's, and at most mass retailers, or visit SodaStream.com to find a store near you. SodaStream, it's a smarter way to enjoy soda.
This is a taste of WLS, Roe and Roper.
All right, you knew him from being the Chicago Police Superintendent. Now he's with the Chicago Crime Commission. He's Jody Weiss. And Chicago Crime Commission has some thoughts about this gambling bill that is sitting in front of the governor. Where does the Crime Commission come down on this?
Our position is the bill did not have adequate expansion of the regulatory components. Like the Illinois Gaming Board got nothing in terms of the resources to do the background investigations to make sure everybody's on the up and up. And when you have this large of an expansion, it really opens the door for organized crime or corruption to kind of just slide right in, because the gaming board just doesn't have the capability to do thorough background investigations. And I think that really opens the doors for some people to take advantage of that situation and bring some of the criminal element in play.
Jody, when you're talking about corruption, are you talking about the owners and operators, or are you talking about the games themselves not being fair and square?
More for the owners and the operators. The new gaming bill draws tighter relationship between the owners and operators and the legislators.
Is there a suggestion here from the Crime Commission?
You know, I'm personally not opposed to the gambling. People are going to gamble, and I agree with the mayor. If they're going to gamble in Indiana because there's nothing here in Chicago, hey, why don't we bring the money to Chicago? But we also have to recognize that organized crime does like to get into this industry. And if you have the guardians of the integrity of the process, we'll say the Illinois Gaming Board, if they don't have additional resources to do thorough checks to make sure that there isn't any influence from organized crime, I don't think we need the embarrassment of having, you know, an organized crime case come down from my former colleagues looking at this new gaming program that we have in Chicago. I don't think that does good for anybody.
Roe and Roper, afternoons 2 to 6 on 890 AM
WLS traffic gets ugly in the outbound Stevenson due to some police activity. Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 35 minutes to the Tri-State, 58 minutes to I-355, 1 hour and 20 minutes. On the inbound, Ikesville, Mannheim to 1st, and Fodamon to the Circle Interchange, Thorndale, the Old Post Office, 43 minutes to Mannheim, 27 minutes. On the outbound, Ike, Old Post Office, Mannheim, 32 minutes to Thorndale, 45 minutes. On the inbound, Kennedy, Phil Nagel into downtown, O'Hare to downtown, 37 minutes. From Montrose, 20 minutes. WLS continues with Roe and Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. But first, the forecast, which is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. In times like these, when gas prices are through the roof, you might think twice about buying car insurance, but get caught in the massive fines and penalties will cost you way more. In other words, state minimum coverage from Safe Auto could actually save you money. Wait 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. In the forecast, turning cloudy tonight with a few light showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. Right now, it's 42 at O'Hare, 41 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour, the half, and when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Bregel, WLS News.
Loud, and proud. This is why you have the feeling and the thoughts that you do. Rush Limbaugh, days 11 till 2, 890 AM, WLS. Live from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino, it's the Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show. Now, back to your hosts, Ro Khan and Richard Roper, 890 AM, WLS.
March, featuring Jim Peterick tomorrow night, Christmas concerts at the Norris Cultural Arts Center in St. Charles. It's norrisculturalarts.com. They really need a better website title. But the theidesofmarch.com for all the details there. All right, kids, we're getting ready to do some. Mr. Steve Dahl is here of the Dahl cast. Dahl radio legend.
And I know a couple of people are saying, oh, my God, it's the offensive coordinator for the Bears, Mike Marsh. No, that's Steve. That's Steve. He's a much better looking man.
I'm a better play caller than Mike Marks.
Well, there you go.
All right, I want to see what team is 7-4 that you've coached. All right, here we go. We're doing a little something here. We put Jim Johnson out in the audience. This is always a dangerous moment.
So far, I've only been slapped twice.
And by the way, audience, we don't need him back, so he's all yours.
Oh, a collective groan from the crowd.
I'm kidding. We're going to take him back.
They love Jim. All right, and we're going to do a little thing. We're going kind of retro here because it's the holiday show. We're going to have some fun, and we can talk about tax rates next week. Jim Johnson has got six audience members, contestants, who are going to be taking part in a Stump the Band competition here. And that, the concept here is to ask to ask.
Are you
going to
have them stump the band about Obamacare? Something political like that. Something WLS political.
Page 47, Section A. Do you guys know that one?
We have that off today.
We're mandatory coverage here.
Oh, existing preconditions.
Jim, who do you have?
Well, I have three icky guys and three hot girls, but I have to start with the icky guy. What's your name?
My name's Pete from Evergreen Park.
We don't care where you're from, Pete. Thank you, though.
Wow, he's just...
All right, Pete from Evergreen Park.
Really warms up to people.
No, I love you, Pete. What was your name again? Good place to be from, incidentally, Evergreen Park. What's your song you would like to stump the band with?
Shake the Chandelier by the Gourds.
Shake? Chandelier by the Gourds.
I think that's music. That's like just instrumental music from a porno, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just make something up. I was going
to say. I think
we know that one. I think we know that. You ready, guys?
Most people have only heard the word gourd twice in their lives, and one of them wasn't good.
Leave Ed.
You got to shake the gourd.
Chandelier with the gourds. Okay.
By the who?
Not the who.
By the gourds.
Oh. Okay. It goes like this. 1, 2. Shake that chandelier with the gourd. Shake that chandelier with the gourd. Oh, shake that chandelier. Shake that chandelier. Shake that chandelier with the gourd.
All right.
Was that it?
We think he won.
Very familiar.
It does. What was your name again? Because I don't care. Because I forgot.
Now he's supposed to do shake that chandelier.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No, that's
okay.
Isn't that how you stump the band?
Yeah,
right.
No. Yeah. You have to do the song now.
Yeah. So you have to hum it or something, right?
Just a little. Shake
the chandelier.
Watch yourself, sir.
Oh, here we go.
I thought I was going to be the one to do that today.
Yeah. That's why we had Steve here to have somebody to blame.
What does he get if he wins?
Innocent guy from Evergreen Park, you claim.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, well, he gets the autographed picture of Christina in the sailor suit. Congratulations to you, sir.
Oh.
Nice.
I don't even have
that. That's a good prize.
Oh, that's the one I use. I mean, the one I have.
Oh, my God.
Jim, who's next?
A girl. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Jim.
This is going perfect.
Look, we are on camera, so anything I do is just a stunt. All right? Just for fun. Just for fun. What's your name?
Lisa,
where are you from?
Chicago.
Woo!
That narrows it down. Thank you. for a Google search, it's going to be awkward, but we'll do it anyway. All right. What song would you like to try to stump the band with?
I want to hear them play Boats and Hoes by John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
Wow. Oh, okay, can we hum a few bars, guys?
Oh, wait a minute. What year was that out?
Came out in the movie Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
2008.
Okay, what was the title again?
Boats and Hoes.
Boats and Hoes. Okay, got it?
Sounds like Weekend at Sims.
One, two,
they got it.
Hoes. Boats and hoes. Just give me those boats and hoes. Just give me those boats and hoes. I'm the friend of the street.
Perfect. They didn't miss a beat. All right.
Wow. Now I have a question. Does Jim have to pay himself royalties every time he plays that song?
Clearly.
Let's have her hum a few bars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't play it on the radio.
Oh.
No, we just want you to sing it.
The chorus is, gotta have me more boats and hoes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, stop there. I saw
that's
that
it.
Movie.
Thank you very much.
All right, close enough.
Jim, she's not falling. You can let go of her
Jim,
now.
Let her go. Jim's like holding on to her like she's a life raft.
I thought maybe the floor was slippery. I fell forward. She fell backwards. It went on a few times. What did go wrong?
Like what? Bucktown, Roscoe Village. Just give me a hint.
Start me off. South Loop. What?
How do you spell your name?
Streeterville.
Streeterville.
Oh, excellent,
there you go, Jimmy.
My neighbor.
That's where I grew up in Streeterville. The main streets of Streeterville, actually.
They're going to have to move now.
Yeah, right. you know what? Just mouth the address of the building and we're there.
I work at Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Oh.
Then you're perfect for me.
Perfect. We'll meet.
My wife's in the audience. It's fine. It's okay, honey.
She's cool with it.
Right. Bedpans.
Doesn't look cool.
I bought handbags from her.
Wow.
There you
go. That's a nice plug.
That's very good.
Ro and I will meet you in Olive Park. It'll be fun.
Ro, where would you go if you wanted to buy one of those handbags?
What's that? I can't say. All right.
All right. She wins.
Bagambition.com.
Thank you. Oh, you're going to...
Jim, just making out with this woman.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh,
please, please, no tongue, please.
Jim, please, the next contestant.
Would you like to become a campaign operative?
Stay away from
Let me
Herman
tell
Cain.
You about the Herman Cain plan.
I'll need him to explain this to my wife.
Because on a 1 to 10, she was a 9, 9, 9.
Okay.
Next.
Come on up here. We have another icky guy I'm stuck with, but move your hand just a little bit, please. Thank you. Why didn't the blonde do that? What's your name?
Eric.
Eric?
Joliet.
Eric from Joliet. That's a good place to be from. That's near our transmitter, actually. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for taking all the cancer.
Absorbing all the energy, taking the cancer.
Don't worry. This gets darker later on. Don't worry. What would you like to try to stump the band with?
I was thinking a Flight of the Conchords song. Maybe I'm Not Crying.
I'm not crying.
I'm not crying.
I'm not crying, guys. All right.
I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
What do you think?
All right. Yeah.
Was that close enough?
That was really close. Those guys are in a little bit of trouble.
Well, you said two things there, contradicted. They may be in trouble for other reasons we don't want to know about.
Can you
hum a few
bars?
You
gotta sing it.
Okay.
Come on, for the cameras.
It goes one of the main parts is.
We don't need an anthology here. I'm sure you're a great guy.
Just take us to the bridge.
There's just a little bit of dust in my eyes from the path that you made when you said you goodbye.
Wow.
Whoa.
I feel like I'm on American Idol right now. All right.
Bring back the blonde. You're a fine guy, too. You can bring back the blonde.
Thank you. He wins
something?
He gets the picture of Christina in the sailor suit.
Oh, behave.
Hold it up.
Jim, get the next contestant. Would you move along?
That was very good.
We have to be off the stage by May.
Jim keeps talking to him like he's at a cocktail party.
I was inviting him over for a drink. Come on out. Who's next? Well, now they're fighting over me. I like this. What's your name?
I'm Chris.
Chris? Oh, it's a little closer. Now, this camera can only. This is not a wide lens. This is like, you know, it's really, it's like.
Jim was like kind of born to do this, I think.
Are we finally, it's been 42 years to find out what he could do.
This lens is the size of
right
this. Yeah, this is a small lens. It's like when you look through a door to see somebody inside.
Yeah. Right. Welcome to the casino.
Okay. All right. We'll be calling out the bingo numbers for seniors a little bit later. All right. This is Stump the Band. What's your name again?
Chris.
Chris,
what song
would you like to stump the band with?
Angel on My Shoulder by Shelby Lynn.
Angel, guys, you hear that?
Or any other Angel on My Shoulder song you might know.
I know the bass part.
Okay, go for it.
All right, was that it?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Now, this is real awkward because her friend gave her this song, and while it was playing, she said, I have no idea what the song sounds like.
Oh. All right, friend's got to go. So there. Here we go.
As punishment, you must get two pictures. Oh. Somebody, she's motioning someone in here. Is this an axe murderer? What's going to happen here?
This is Shelby.
She's the actual writer of the song?
Yes.
What did you put her up to?
This was the song I was named after the singer. It was in 1959. It's Angel on My Shoulder by Shelby Flynn.
We don't care about the personal stuff, but is it a real song?
Jim.
Let's hear it.
Can you sing a few bars?
Got an angel on my shoulder. Got a penny in my pocket. Got a four-leaf clover. Gonna put it in my locket.
No wonder. All right.
We finally achieved an actual stump the band moment where the singer sings and the crowd is into it.
And the band plays
along. That's how it's done, people.
No wonder the band didn't know it. It was a wholesome song. It didn't have anything to do with drugs or sex. It was like when you're doing sixth grade, remember? All right. Well, very good, I'm sure.
Thank you, Shelby.
Who gets the picture?
All right. Jim, find the next person, would you?
What are they getting?
There you go. Treat it carefully. Hey, that's the bad one. Show my underpants.
They got a picture of Jim in a sailor suit.
That's correct. Right. Jim Johnson in a sailor suit from this stage last year.
Wow.
And he got pants by the Marines. It was the damnedest thing.
All right. Jim, who do we have? Who's our next contestant?
Come on, another icky guy. But a big man. Oh, I think this is a military guy or something. He's got the haircut.
Jim is rubbing his shoulder. That's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
Jim, Jim, just feel his pecs like you want to.
Give us a minute. No, what's your name?
Jim's pecs.
Oh, his Jim also, so nobody felt me out. All right.
See if you can remember that
name.
When
do we go on? All right. What's your last name?
Groat.
All right, Jim, where are you from?
Naperville.
Go to Western Suburbs.
We'll take that. Nice walk along the river there.
Jim is only
the Carillon there. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, Jim is only done three prostitutes in that river, so it's perfect for Jim.
One case, not been solved. What song would you like to try to stump the band with?
Let's go with Queen of Spades by Styx, Dennis DeYoung.
The Enemy.
Who doesn't know that? Okay. One, two.
Yeah, winner.
Wow. All right.
That was it.
You realize that every time Jim Peterick goes to buy a car, he brings the Ides of March with him into the showroom. Da-da-da-da-da. Here he comes again. You take a bob. I don't want him.
You win, you get a picture of Christina. Where is it? This is one that hasn't been used.
What do you want to see? See?
What?
I put up with this stuff every day.
But it's been up on walls and stuff. That's all I mean.
All right.
Stop looking at her.
You know, it's funny because Christina years ago left the National Restaurant Association to avoid all of the sexual harassment.
Sure, true story.
And now look at what happened. All right, do we have a final contestant here?
We have one more.
One more. Come on, let's go. Hurry up.
She looks a little frightened.
I know. Well, she should be.
Come on over here, sweetheart.
All right.
We'll be fine.
Jim, I got 30 seconds. Wait.
All right, what's your name?
Patty.
All right, Patty, what song do you want to stump the band with?
You know, I was going to do an old Peter Gabriel song, but I'm going to go with one that I know will stump you.
Hurry up.
Vehicle by Ides of March.
Let's try it. Ready?
That's a thinker.
This is the vehicle that got me here today. One, two.
venue at the Horseshoe Casino right after this.
You won.
The Roll and Roll for Toys for Tots Holiday Show, 890 AM WLS.
WLS traffic on the outbound Stevens is still a mess. The slow Harlem to Catholic Shore Drive to Harlem, 35 minutes to Tri-State, 1 hour and 5 minutes to 355, 1 hour and 22 minutes. On the inbound, Ike, slow Mannheim to 1st, slow Damon to the Circle Interchange, Thorndale to Old Post Office, 45 minutes to Mannheim, 27 minutes. On the outbound, Ike, Old Post Office to Mannheim, 36 minutes to Thorndale, 49 minutes. And on the inbound, Kennedy, slow Nagel to Division into downtown O'Hare, downtown, 43 minutes from Montrose, 20 minutes. This report brought to you by Jewel Oscar at Jewel Oscar. They welcome Express Scripts, prescription drug cardholders, and many other plans. It's easy to transfer your prescription and have it filled while you shop, making their pharmacy your pharmacy. So come in and stay healthy at Jewel Osco. In WLS weather, tonight decreasing cloudiness, sunshine taking over this afternoon, which is almost over, high 42. Tonight partly cloudy this evening, turning cloudy with a few light rain showers after midnight, mainly north and west of Chicago, about 32 this evening. Now let's go to the Wall Street Journal report with Joan Jones.
Well, couldn't ask for a more flat finish than the one we got today. All three indexes finished within a fraction of yesterday's close. So the bigger picture really tells the story today. Each of the indexes rose 7% or more for the week. For the Dow, rising 787 points this week, this was the best weekly gain since the end of October in 2008. I'm Joan Jones, 890 AM, WLS.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines. The young men and women who become United States Marines come from our hometowns to become a part of something greater than themselves. This commitment represents the highest level of steadfast allegiance to the betterment of our communities, our country, and our Marine Corps.
The Chicago community proudly celebrates the U.S. Marine Corps' 236th birthday. We salute all of the young men and women who serve their country by becoming a United States Marine.
The journey will be one of the most challenging, but also one of the most rewarding. The few, the proud, the Marines.
This is a taste of WLS. Don Wade and Roma.
Happy to welcome the Secretary of Transportation, often described as the former Republican from the state of Illinois, Ray LaHood. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
I wanted to ask you a serious question about this this money for railroads. How does the broke state of Illinois continue to pay for the completion of the project and the ongoing losing expenses?
That doesn't sound like you like high-speed rail very much.
No, I don't.
The point is that this is what Americans want.
No, wait a minute.
Even though you don't like high-speed rail, Don, there are a lot of people in Illinois and the Midwest and along the Northeast corridor
who are
that
these
use
people?
It every day.
Who are the people who asked for it, Mr. Secretary? Who asked for it?
Here's the way it works, Don. If we make these investments in Illinois, ridership will go up and Amtrak will make money. That's the way it works.
Well, why hasn't it worked in the past?
Because these kind of investments have never been made in the past, because we've never had an administration, a president with a vision to get people out of cars and onto trains.
Well, that's good
news. Well, you gave us some good news this morning.
Oh, I've had a lot. I have a lot of good news for you and for people that want to ride trains.
You know, Mr. Secretary, it is a pleasure to talk with you. It really is. I'm surprised that
my pleasure.
Yeah, that you're so
Ray
enthusiastic over high speed rail. But that's
well, maybe I'll convince you sometime. I think Roma will have a better chance of but maybe
I like taking the train. I wish that it
I look forward to the next time we speak. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Roma, you're going to love riding that train to Chicago to St. Louis. Get ready.
Do I have to go to St. Louis? Can't I just go to New York?
No, you can get off at Normal and go over to Peoria if you'd like.
Okay.
Don Wade and Roma, mornings 5 till 9 on 890 AM WLS.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of a zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. Earthshare. One environment.
One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ad Council. What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. Earthshare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
This is a taste of WLS, Roe and Roper.
All right, Adam Shapiro from Fox Business Network is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. What the hell was that?
What happened today? A couple things happened today. People started to, I don't want to say panic, because it's not so much...
Because they sound pre-panicked, so what difference does it make?
It's more of a conniption. Mm-hmm. People started to have a conniption, and they start selling. Like, I got to get out. I got to protect myself here. What's really going on? Because they don't quite, you know, they still know that American banks are exposed, and American money market funds are exposed to European banks, which are exposed to the debt situation in the European countries. But it's much different what we're experiencing now than what we experienced in 2008, because we don't have a liquidity crunch yet. There's still money. And people are not hoarding their money right now because they have to cover toxic assets which are falling in value. They're hoarding their money right now because they're not sure what's going to happen economically in the United States, and they don't want to put that money to work just yet. The other thing that was going on today is that you have the investors demanding a better price for their shares. They're not going to spend top dollar for mediocre stock. And if the earnings are not going to be there in the fourth quarter, then why would I pay top dollar today?
Do you think we're going to see the same amount of craziness up and down? Volatility, as they say.
I think that we are going to be, this is the non-answer that people like me love to give. We're going sideways because everyone's trying to read tea leaves and figure out where do we go. And until Washington is back in session, until Congress gets back to work and they have to come up, remember, the next round of cuts, they've got the committee, the gang of 12, let's call them.
And they are likely to set a tax policy. Adam Shapiro, it said, take your Xanax, do whatever you got to do. Monday's another day. I think that's the way to look at it.
Go and Roper, afternoons 2 to 6 on 890 AM. Common Sense. Spoken here. News now. A Cumulus station.
Another hearing today involving former Governor Ron Blagojevich and his prison sentence. I'll have that story coming up at the top of the hour.
Katursky. Tens of thousands are still without power following ferocious winds in the west. Schools have been closed and emergency crews out cleaning up. ABC's Alex Stone has more now from Los Angeles.
Aaron, for many people here, it's been 2 days now without power. Using chainsaws, crews coming in from Utah and Arizona are helping to clean up trees and downed power lines, but still many here have no electricity.
Craziness. You never see anything like that.
Here in L.A., Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says it's going to be a while before all the power is back on.
Between 24 and 48 hours.
Tonight, around 200,000 people will still be in the dark. Aaron?
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. About a month now from the Iowa caucuses, there is a new GOP frontrunner. ABC's Stephen Portnoy with more on that.
Aaron, Newt Gingrich is confident.
I'm going to be the nominee.
But Mitt Romney tells Fox News not so fast.
You know, there's this funny thing in America. It's called an election.
A month before Iowan's caucus, Romney and Gingrich are tied atop the polls. But a new Des Moines Register survey finds Herman Cain way back with 8% support.
There's a lot of garbage out there about me.
Heading home to Georgia to face his wife for the first time since allegations of an affair came out this week, Kane says he'll announce tomorrow his next steps. Aaron?
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The unemployment rate hasn't been this low in 2.5 years, 8.6%.
With the exception of the construction and housing market, we're seeing the beginning of a strong jobs recovery.
But Tig Gillen at the hiring firm Adecco says many of the jobs gains announced today may be temporary as restaurants and retail shops hired for the holidays. On Wall Street, the major averages were flat. Since you last tuned in, astronomers have discovered our universe has 18 more planets than previously thought. Scientists at Caltech said today those planets are in orbit around stars bigger than the sun. You're listening to ABC News.
CWLS News continues. Good afternoon. I'm Mary Frances Bragel. Cloudy tonight, rain after midnight, rain tomorrow morning. Rob Blagojevich's sentencing is most likely not going to happen next Tuesday when it was originally set. More from our Bill Cameron.
Here at Federal Court, Judge Zagel now says he doesn't expect to sentence Blagojevich until Wednesday because he doesn't want to rush either side into making their arguments all on Tuesday. But he scolded the defense for again asking to play snippets of tapes. Tapes of conversations Blagojevich had with trial witnesses and others involved in the case. The judge said he already ruled against that, and it's just a tiny bit short of abuse of process to ask again. By the way, Zagel has also said that out-of-court statements by Blagojevich can be used against him at sentencing. The government has cited one of those when Blagojevich told Don and Roma here on WLS that it's the government's fault that he can't play all of the tapes.
The IRS has $3.1 million waiting to be claimed by Illinois residents. Officials say they want to make sure the money gets back to its rightful owner. Go to IRS.gov for more information. And the Bears have retained a key player, signing Earl Bennett to a 4-year, $18 million contract. That contract also includes a $9 million in guarantees. WLS Traffic and Weather is next. WLS News Time 4:03.
This is a taste of WLS. Sean Hannity.
After the last debt limit hike, Congress has burned through $500 billion in 2 months. Think about this. $500 billion, $500 billion. 4% of our entire national debt at the time, they spent it in 2 months. That's right after the Congress lifted the legal limit on the national debt. The debt jumped by $500 billion in 2 months, according to the Treasury Department. How much more money can we give these guys? The president now is going to rack up his third trillion-dollar-plus deficit, $1.65 trillion this year. And the American people say $14.3 trillion is enough. Don't raise it. You know, and John Boehner said this weekend he'll explore raising the debt ceiling if the president will agree to entitlement cuts. It's a great opportunity for Republicans to frame the discussion as the difference between the two major parties. Their theories on operating the government. The Democrats believe that raising revenue on the federal government is based on tax increases. Conservatives believe that using President Reagan's model in 1981, that revenue will increase based on lower tax rates, resulting in job creation, resulting in less people being dependent, resulting in more people paying taxes. You know, it's Social Security and Medicare are going bankrupt sooner than expected. This was in the National Journal. The country's two marquee social insurance programs are now being pushed towards insolvency by near-term economic challenges and long-term trends in population aging health care costs, according to the annual report released by the two entitlements Board of Trustees. And the president doesn't even put forward a plan to deal with that. The facts are we're going bankrupt. Well, part of this don't they understand?
Sean Hannity, weeknights 6 till 9, 890 a.m.
In WLS traffic on the outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 35 minutes to the Tri-State, 1 hour and 5 minutes to I-355, 1 hour and 22 minutes. On the outbound Dan Ryan, slow Pershing to 95th, downtown to 95th, 35 minutes. On the inbound Ike, Thorndale, the old post office, 45 minutes to Mannheim, 27 minutes. On the outbound old post office in Mannheim, 36 minutes to Thorndale, 49 minutes. And on the inbound, Kennedy, Slow Nagel, the division in the downtown O'Hare to downtown, 43 minutes. To Montrose, 20 minutes. This report brought to you by Volvo Tactical Chicago. WLS continues with Roe and Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. But first, the WLS Weather Channel forecast. Tonight, turning cloudy with a few light rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning and cloudy, high 47. It's 42 at O'Hare, 41 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour, the half, and when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Bragel, WLS News.
This hourly segment is brought to you by Olivet Nazarene University. Believe, become. Call 1-877-9-OLIVET.
Now, Roland Roper's Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 890 AM.
In the burning hot, just about to burst, there's a quest for answers and friendship of death. In the darkest night, rising like a fire. In the burning hot, the unmistakable fire. In the warrior's cold, there's no surrender.
It's the Ron Roper Holiday Show for the Toys for Tots for the United States Marine Corps Reserves. We were just actually over at the Marines just a few seconds ago.
Did you enlist?
You know what's funny? I have a bad ankle, flat feet.
To go with the attitude.
These are real. these are real men right here with the United States Marine Corps who are here.
We make them look good because we're not anything like real men. And I tell you, you go over by the tree we have here, and thanks everybody for showing up, and of course everybody who's listening on the radio or online or any other way, but you go over by that tree, see all the toys that you guys brought, and it just gives you the chills. It's awesome.
Yes.
So
yeah.
That's really, really cool.
It is a sea, an inland sea, which is good because we're on a boat here at the venue, the Horseshoe Casino, of toys, and actually even the commanding officer of the 224 Marines who's over there, he's looking at me like, I don't know what we're going to do, man. I don't know how we're going to get out of here. And I'm like, you're the Marines. You can figure this out. Iwo Jima, you know, that whole thing. You've got it worked out. So they've got it all. So it's actually going to be, I thank you all so much for doing this. We really do appreciate it. And if, by the way, you can go to the Toys for Tots website if you want to make a cash donation, because what they do, there's a little trick to this as well, that the Marine wives in South Carolina and in Southern California, they have a deal with Walmart. So they take that cash, and they go into Walmart, and they can get 2-for-1 on the toys. And they buy, you know, they fill in where they need to fill in there. So if you want to make a cash donation, you can do that as well online at the Toys for Tots. All right.
Again, I apologize for bringing a tot.
Yes, thank you very much, Steve Dahl.
Had a toy. But the next year, I'll get that right.
An actual tater tot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Did you... Did you crack the window in your car? Make sure the top doesn't...
Yeah, 3 inches.
Yeah, good. That's what you got to do. All right, you know, we are here in Hammond, Indiana, which is...
What?
Yes. Okay. Hammond, Indiana. And everywhere we go, it is... this is actually Richard's idea. It was not my idea. Everywhere we go, we have to get a proclamation. We've been collecting these.
Mm-hmm. Proclamation.
A proclamation. This all started that night at county jail when we got our walk papers. And so now we have, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring Mayor McDermott from Hammond, Indiana, to the stage.
Is the mayor actually here? Doc is here. Ed is not here.
Yeah,
the mayor is here.
Wow.
He's here. Hi, mayor. Woo! I say this as a heterosexual man, possibly the best-looking mayor I've ever seen in my life. Appreciate it very much.
Actually, they introduced me to him during the break, and I thought, this guy runs the casino. It looks like in all those movies, the guy, the casino manager.
Mr. Khan, we're going to cut you off. You're going to thank us tomorrow. Sometimes the cards just aren't your friends.
He gets up, his pants are hanging in the closet, he puts them on. Then the cowboy comes in
I got to be on my A game with this group, huh?
Yes, that's true.
We take everything back that we said bad about the city.
I appreciate you guys coming here. We really do. It's for a great cause. And, you know, thought it was important to come out, bring out a proclamation, and say thanks a lot for everything you guys do.
Hammond.
Who are we to argue with the mayor? I mean, he's just got the proclamation rolled up in his back pocket, though.
I didn't know what to do with it.
It's Hammond. What do you think
you
should
do? Or something.
Is that a proclamation in your pocket, or you just happen to see me?
Steve, it looked like it.
I tried not to fold it.
So. Steve, we only got about 18 more hours for the Herman Cain jokes. We're going to use them all now. I got a Santorum hunk. I'm holding on to it.
Sorry you came up here yet.
No, I appreciate it.
You can actually buy these proclamations at the Luke BP station, which is just right down the street. They've got them. They've got them right there next to the Rolos.
Yeah. And the truckers will appreciate the plug.
So, all right. So how long have you been mayor?
8 years.
8 years? Really?
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
You're like
I just
a
got
kid.
Elected in my third term, 81% of the vote.
Wow. Congratulations.
Awesome.
All right.
Close to Saddam Hussein numbers, but not quite.
Wow.
Okay.
Stars.
Not the comparison I'd make, but you're the mayor.
Do you have your own Republican guard?
No, sir. No. I'm by myself.
So you graduated from high school and were elected mayor the same year, obviously.
34 years old. I'm 42 now. Wow.
Now, if you realize this is not a suburb of Chicago, right?
Hey, we pull for the Bears. That's why Indiana hates us. We pull for the Bears up here.
Absolutely.
We're Bear fans. Come on.
What are you going to do, pull for the Colts?
That's the main problem, I think.
Don't you think Merrillville is basically the cutoff to that? Everything south of Merrillville is about where they start to turn on you.
Well, you know what? It starts getting shaky down there towards Merrillville and further south. But I got good friends in Crown Point to pull for the Bears also. So,
go Bears!
Go Bears! Right.
Go Bears! We did get word that Cutler may not play again. The season could be over for him. The good news is, though,
McNabb?
Could happen. The good news with Jay is he's back with his fiance, so he's going to get into somebody's end zone.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Wah, wah, wah.
I heard he was trying to break his ring finger so he wouldn't have to get engaged again.
Again. With the, I don't know if that's right.
Which was enough about the Bears. Did you see the press conference with Jay Cutler yesterday? It was kind of funny because they brought up the fact that Kristen Cavallari, his fiance, had tweeted that, you know, the wedding is back on and they've got a date. And they asked him about that. And he's like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I've never seen a guy. He could have six 300-pound guys running at him, right? He's doing that thing where he's twisting around back there and his offensive line is, you know, they've decided not to block for him because apparently there's some bet somebody made. I don't know what's going on there. And he's more afraid of marrying Kristen Cavallari than he is of anything else. So, well, you know what? And it's good.
She seems high maintenance.
Like, really? 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 She has to be on television to do anything.
Oh, my God, Steve. I'd be so offended if I knew what that meant.
Well, Mayor, how do you like this?
I was high something.
All right. So, all right, Mayor, would you mind? I hate to ask you to do this.
No problem.
But would you mind reading the proclamation?
Oh, I would do that.
Come on.
And would you do it slowly?
Come on. You want to loosen your pants first, Ro?
Hold on. Jeez.
Don't ever say that.
My election was last month. Okay. Proclamation. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right. Proclamation by the Honorable Thomas M. McDermott, Jr., Mayor, City of Hammond, Indiana. Whereas Hammond, Indiana is the fifth largest city in the state of Indiana and is the proud home of Horseshoe Casino.
Really? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
This is the fifth largest city in Indiana?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people live here?
81,000.
81,000?
Yeah.
This is one cracker state. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
much. How many dogs live under the porches? Just tell us.
Let the man read the proclamation.
Sorry. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Does that count the people at the casino, the 81,000?
No, it goes up, actually. Yeah. On Friday and Saturday.
Right, not 102,000.
Whereas WLS Radio is one of the leading radio stations in the Chicagoland area.
According to them.
Don't argue with the proclamation.
Whereas host Rokon and Richard Roper have chosen Hammond's venue as the site of their annual broadcast. And whereas the focus of the annual broadcast is to collect donations for the Toys for Tots Drive, benefiting children throughout the Chicagoland and greater Northwest Indiana area. Woo! Therefore, I, Thomas M. McDermott, Jr., Mayor of the City of Hammond, Indiana, do hereby proclaim December 2nd, 2011, as Roe and Roper's Toys for Tots Day in the City of Hammond, Indiana, in honor of their efforts to bring holiday joy to children in need. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor. Mr. Mayor.
And congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
You should have trumpets or something.
I guess it's okay to have run-on sentences and proclamations. Huh?
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, listen,
I didn't edit it, you know.
Before you take off, I got a speeding ticket on the way down.
I got you. You guys got immunity today.
Are we on?
Hold on. There's a little bit more here. Drink specials start at 5 p.m. Soup and sandwich on Tuesday.
a lot of good stuff there.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So you must be very, I mean, you know, the Horseshoe, which is, by the way, an amazingly beautiful facility. There are a lot of casinos in the country that are not so nice when you walk into. The Horseshoe's always been beautiful. And this particular event space, the venue, the best one that we play anywhere in the Chicago
area. Absolutely. Smashing Pumpkins played right here. So, I mean,
Vegas quality casino, I think, wouldn't you say, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you walk in, it is the best-looking casino in the Midwest. You feel like you're in one of the top Vegas casinos. And if you walk around, you can see various places where I've left my money. So look around. I think too. I dropped a chip down there. If someone finds a black chip that's like a $100 chip, that's mine.
You know, the issue with casinos in Chicago is you walk into some of them in the Chicago area, and they're kind of small, and you can see from one end to the other, and that worries me. I like to be completely confused when I get into a casino. And so do the casino owners, by the way. They want you to be completely confused when you get in there, too.
How do I get out?
Right. There's no exit. There are no windows or clocks, no anything. But here, you do. You have that that complete feel, and it is great. And congratulations to you. And go Bears.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to Hammond.
Be careful.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to actually put this on my windshield.
On your nightstand?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my windshield and see if anybody writes me a ticket. Because I parked illegally right on Indianapolis Boulevard and walked over the bridge myself. I wanted to save them. Who knew there was free parking?
Yeah.
I'm from the city. I didn't realize
that. That's even nicer than the parchment you got when you declared that you were an official member of Team Edward, which was a little controversial because I thought you were going to be Team Jacob.
So Ro gets to keep all the proclamations?
Yeah, he gets all the proclamations.
No, you know, the truth of the matter is, and this is... Again, unfortunately, the God's honest truth, as they would say in Hammond, that we have to hand this over to the radio station, and then they put it up on a wall. And all the proclamations are different sizes, and it's the ugliest damn wall you've ever seen in your life. It's like the most. It looks like some sort of memorial. Sort of thing. These are talk show hosts that didn't make it back from their show.
And that one really was rolled up in his back pocket.
It was.
You know, you might want to send that out to have it pressed.
Mr. Mayor, get back here. You got to defend yourself. This is how it goes on the show. One person turns around.
I'm not saying he's got a lot of these, but he had another one in his back pocket.
Whereas the guy sitting at the slot machine that I just passed by
has had a slot for $20.
Well,
it is God.
Ungrateful bastards.
Do we have a... do people here go out and play in the...
What is the official name of your day again? Because it's kind of long.
Rowan Roper Toys for Tots.
And by the way, if you're driving out of here and you get into any kind of trouble, just drop this name. I can't even find it. There it is. Row, thank you. Oh, it's in English.
Sorry. The bold type right there.
He went to Latin school. Latin is his native tongue.
Right. And I thought it was going to be a Slavic language because we're here in Hammond. Row.
Row! Go ahead, turn on him.
Yeah.
Didn't take much.
The Ro and Roper Toys for Tots Day is what it is here in Hammond.
That's not too wordy, I guess.
You know, what's funny though is you could throw a baseball right back into Chicago from here, and somehow Chicago gets south of here. And I still have yet to work that all out. You get off Indianapolis Boulevard and you're going south. Mm-hmm. And if you turn to the right, there's a gang shooting. You turn to the left, there's a casino. It's beautiful and cheap gas. Yeah. You stay straight, you get the chance.
And cigarettes.
Right. Yeah. And somehow the gang members stay in Chicago. It's like they come right up to the line. And, oh, no, we're not going in there. No. No, that would be bad. Because they got the death penalty in Indiana. I'm not going over there. Let's go back over here.
That should be on their billboard here. We've got to get all that crammed in.
The people of Gary might disagree with that. I think you're a little bit farther down the line here.
Hammond is very nice. Yes, Hammond is very
Hammond
nice.
Hammond is spectacular. If you get to Gary, though, you do see the sign, "Welcome to Gary, turn around."
Yeah. Do not get off here.
Or "Welcome to Gary, give us your money." It just saves one step for the carjacking. Get out your car. All right. See, you notice that the mayor of Gary is not here. We didn't get a proclamation from them, did we?
Nope.
Because they're waking him today. Hey, turn on me, fine. See if I care.
Seems like I've had bigger crowds than this turn on me.
And that's just in my own house.
We were the last one to arrive. We had to pick on somebody.
All right, guys, stay right here. The Rowan Roper. Wait, what is it called? The Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Day continues from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino on WLS.
It's the Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show, 890 AM WLS.
This is a taste of WLS. Don Wade and Roma.
This is the guy who's at the center of it all and has yet to get the apology that he was looking for. Andrew Breitbart joins us. Good morning, Andrew Breitbart.
Hey, good morning.
That was bizarre.
24 hours.
Andrew Breitbart, you actually have some photos that have come to you that were actually sent by Congressman Weiner that you have not released because you say that they're over the top. They are
sexually explicit.
So sexually explicit that it's unnecessary to do that.
I think that there are certain people that would actually have a heart attack and drop dead if they saw the photo that we didn't release. It's graphic. You know, I guarantee you they would have released that photo of me, but I have a humanity that, you know, I don't want to profit from it. I don't want to. I don't think that this guy can be in a greater form of humiliation than the one that he's in right now. I think it would be simply cruel to release that photo, so I've chosen not to. I'd like to think that my critics who turned me into a caricature of a bad person and a muckraker without a conscience will stop and pause for a second and recognize that I had the power to do a slam dunk, and it would have been one of the biggest stories of all time, and I've chosen not to.
Andrew Breitbart, you're the guy who actually started this whole thing.
You started a rumble yesterday, and it just keeps on going on. Excellent job, Andrew Breitbart.
You're always welcome here, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Don Wade and Roma, mornings 5 till 9 on 890 AM WLS. Take Rowan Booker with you. Wherever you go, listen to WLS live on the go. Just download the WLS AM app for your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at WLSAM.com and never miss a minute. Plus, see what we're talking about. Stay ahead of the story with the latest news, up-to-the-minute Weather Channel forecasts, on-demand traffic reports, and check out the latest and greatest photo galleries. There's something happening here, and it's only a click away at WLSAM.com. We now return to the Roland Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 890 AM WLS.
What?
There you go, the Eyes of March, ladies and gentlemen. Live from the Rowan Roper Holiday Show, the Holiday Toys for Tots Show. The United States Marine Corps Reserves are here. We've got over 1,000 toys raised. If you're following us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, you get to see there's a lot of pictures of this. And it's also being broadcast live on, as our show is, every afternoon from 3 to 6 on NBC's 5.2, the Chicago Nonstop Channel. And when we're not on, for those of you who watch that, there's a woman sitting on her front porch talking to a dog. It's a lot of fun. Every time I try, I turn the TV back on, and there's because I watch myself all the time. It's a very important thing to do. There's a woman either talking to Jane Lynch. It's always talking to somebody that we just talked to, like, the week before. And there's a dog sitting back around a stoop, and I can't quite figure out what she's doing there. But that's television for you now. But I want to thank our sponsors, by the way. Thank you for reminding
me. Lead-in.
Yes, Horseshoe Casino, the venue, gave these chocolates and ice cream, by the way. Did you get your things yet?
Chocolate.
Oh, wait till you see. You get a little of it. Oh,
we're making them wait.
Yeah.
Look under your seat. Maybe the ice cream's melted.
If you're good, we'll give you a treat.
Also, Epson is a fine sponsor of this. And I don't know if it's the salts or the business machines, but either one I'll take. And United Healthcare.
They need that tonight.
I have that already. I do need that. And beautiful women walking in front of us. And that's the most important thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we call upon our next guest almost every day of his life. Because there's always somebody getting in trouble with the law. Have you noticed that?
Bro.
There's always some. I'm not talking about on the show, Christina.
No.
How many times have we gotten a 3 o'clock call from Christina? You know, when they asked that about President Obama, you know, is this man capable of taking the 3 o'clock call? You should see what happens. That's like that's the call about Christina. Can you imagine the president having she did what again? What? Now look, owners, spend the rest of her life in prison. So
a lot of stuff happens. Ladies and gentlemen, our chief legal analyst for the Roan Roper Show, the dashing,
very dashing,
Mike Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Roe. These are my people, Roe.
This is not. I want to.
You've defended a few.
These are my. First of all, I
he knows Roe by name.
My mother still lives at 110th and Avenue H.
Oh.
But most of, more importantly, these are people who will at some point need to call me. I like these people. Not to mention they're a very attractive group.
It's a great looking group, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Except for the guy who looks like Moses. There's a guy who's either Zeus or Moses. I can't tell which one he is. He's been walking around. And he might actually be a god, so I've been very nice to him. All right, so you are, now you grew up, and this is the interesting thing, and I'd love to get, since you're a lawyer, I'd love to get your thought on this, because I was just mentioning earlier, you got the, you got this border right here at Indianapolis Boulevard, just one block. I don't even know which direction anything's going here, because the lake goes the wrong way down here.
Yeah.
You know, it goes north-south when you're up in Chicago. Down here, it's east-west, it's doing something. We're on some wrong side of something. So the when you go down Indianapolis Boulevard, if you go to the right, you're in Chicago, and it's
right.
Bang, 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 bang.
Straight, you go to Indiana.
Right. How does that work?
The 41 drive-in used to be off of Indianapolis Boulevard. Yeah, that was a great spot.
That's your question for
that was a, that was a good spot.
Mike and the future Mrs. Monica were watching Bonnie and Clyde while he tries to get the second base at the drive-in.
It was Goldfinger.
Oh.
Goldfinger.
Well,
I'm sure it was.
A great movie.
Yeah.
Very exciting movie. You wouldn't know about that.
It's your wife we're talking about, for God's sake.
All right, I got to go. We're going to stop for news headlines, and then we've got some things we want to ask about. There's some things happening in the news. And we have this WLS Friends and Family Cookbook. You all familiar with this? We were selling this. It was literally like hotcakes, and I believe there is a recipe for hotcakes in it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Last year, and Mike has, his mother has a recipe in that.
Yes, she does.
What's it for?
For stuffed artichokes.
Mm.
Wow. All right. And Mike's mother is here.
Mother is in the building.
Wow. And how old is
my mother on January 10th will be 98.
Nice.
Wow.
And she is signing copies. This is like an autograph show.
Yeah.
She's signing copies, only $15 a copy.
Exactly.
Vita Blue is at the desk next to her, signing for $30 a copy, signing baseballs. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
And she's the sweetest lady in America, my mother.
Aww.
Couldn't be sweeter. I talked to her every day.
Aww.
Although we had to pry her away from the crap stables to get her here.
When she was going through, they go, "Oh, Mrs. Monaco! Oh, Mrs. Monaco! Oh, Mrs. Monaco! How you doing, Mrs. Monaco?" It was like that all the way through the
cassette. Yo, 11, hard 8, let's go!
Oh, Mrs. Monaco, sure.
Keeping her out of jail has been a real chore for you, hasn't it, Maggie?
She's a sweetie. No.
They had to send one. They had to send one to law school. You know how that goes.
Exactly.
All right, stay right here. Mike Monaco will be here. We got the Carnival wagon rolling. In half an hour, a very special and another special regular contributor to the show is going to be here for the Carnival Wagon. I would like you to guess who that's going to be. That's all coming up. But first, Mary Frances Pringle stands by with WLS News. It's 4:31.
Thanks, Ro. Cloudy tonight, rain after midnight, rain tomorrow morning. A developing story. An inmate at Statesville Prison has escaped in the Joliet area after an appearance this afternoon at the Fritz Crew Courthouse. He's identified as Cesar Sanchez. Herman Cain says the public will learn about the future of his campaign tomorrow in Atlanta. Right now, it's up in the air as to whether or not he will continue his run for president. This comes as an Atlanta woman has come forward alleging a 13-year affair. And Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is blaming Republicans for the failure to extend the tax cut on your payroll checks. That story from Bill Cameron.
Well, Republicans say this payroll tax cut should be paid for with spending cuts rather than raising taxes on the wealthy the way the Democrats want to do. Durbin says that would be a disaster, though, because it would lay off 250,000 federal workers.
The object of this is to create jobs, not to eliminate jobs.
And if necessary, Durbin says he'd support borrowing the money to pay for this payroll tax cut.
WLS Traffic and Weather's next. WLS News Time, 4:32.
Santa Bob's got a warm in Wonderland with huge Mitsubishi inventory at Libertyville Mitsubishi. More Mitsubishis. More than anyone else.
Period.
Right now, buy, not lease, buy a new high MPG 2011 Outlander Sport SE for only $299 a month. Seriously. Happy holidays.
Bob Roman.
Libertyville Mitsubishi in the heart of Milwaukee Avenue, Libertyville. With approved credit, 0.9 APR for 60 months. $5,000 down plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Number 7197.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
This is a taste of WLS. Don Wade and Roma.
Here's this guy, Joel Chandler. He goes through the toll booth and he pays a dollar toll on the Polk Parkway. He pays the toll with a $100 bill, and he's not allowed to leave unless he provides personal information to the toll taker. The toll taker tells Mr. Chandler that this is what happens when they get large bills. She says that's what they have to do. Joel Chandler says to the toll taker, "So I'm being detained?" And she says, "Yes, sir, you're being detained." That is the policy of the Florida Turnpike Authority. They have instituted that for anyone who pays with a $100 bill or a $50 bill or a $20 bill. Mr. Chandler had this happen to him once, and then he decided he was going to test the system. And so he taped his encounters when he went through the toll booths. Joel Chandler says this is a serious criminal offense to detain somebody without proper legal authority. He says that's exactly what the department is doing. And when he called and emailed the Florida Department of Transportation to complain, he was told there is no policy to detain people who give large bills. Meanwhile, Joel Chandler estimates the illegal detainment has happened at least 5 million times. He says it has been crime upon crime, lie upon lie. He says it's disturbing because the department got its hands caught in the cookie jar. That's why Chandler wants to file a class action suit against the state. He says what it comes down to is the Department of Transportation will be found by the courts to be involved in the largest criminal conspiracy in the state of Florida.
Don Wade and Roma, mornings 5 till 9 on 890 AM.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack. But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACK or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
NWL traffic on the outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 40 minutes to the Tri-State, 1 hour and 3 minutes to I-355, 1 hour and 25 minutes. On the outbound Ike, Old Post Office Mannheim, 40 minutes to Thorndale, 53 minutes. On the inbound Ike, slow Wolk to Harlem and then slow Western to the Circle Interchange. Thorndale, the Old Post Office, 1 hour from Mannheim is 39 minutes. And on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown, 43 minutes from Montrose at 20 minutes. This report brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. SAFE-AUTO is always looking for ways to encourage uninsured drivers to call for their affordable state minimum coverage. Don't be one of those uninsured drivers. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. WLS continues with Rowan Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. But first, the forecast. Tonight, turning cloudy with a few light rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. Right now, it's 40 at O'Hare, 41 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour and a half when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Bragel, WLS News.
Common sense spoken here.
Don't we need somebody to stand up and say, stop?
Don Lane and Roma, mornings 5 till 9, 8:90 a.m., WLS. We now return to the Roman Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 8:90 a.m., WLS.
Best part of the show.
No question about that, Jim. No question about that. Christina got up and actually danced. That was really something.
I love this song. I love that song.
And three guys put dollar bills in the strap of her shoe. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I took it.
Yeah. Bad aim.
Yeah.
I go to the slop later.
Jim said it. Don't hit me. All right. Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, is here. And we got, and don't forget, coming up after 5 o'clock, Carnival Wagon Rolls. And if, for those of you playing along at home, in your cars, wherever you happen to be listening to this or watching this, you know that when we do the Carnival Wagon Roll in front of over 1,000 people, it gets a little weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you might want to stay tuned for that because you just never know what's going to happen. And Mike Monaco's here in case anybody does anything wrong,
exactly.
He will
We're
sign
good.
You immediately. He only needs a $5,000 retainer. It's perfect.
Yeah, he holds your hand while you go to jail.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, no, I mean that affectionately.
You've exactly. never had a client actually go to prison, have you?
Well, counselor, you know, wrongly accused.
Yeah.
They were wrongly accused. There used to be a dance hall near the Madeira Dance Hall that I went to.
Are you having a flashback?
Like
what the hell's wrong with you?
I know. Every time I cross Indianapolis Boulevard,
trip down memory lane.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mike Monaco.
Next thing you'll be pointing out old ex-girlfriends around here.
No, that's none of those.
None of that. Who's that hooker? I knew her.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Yeah. This guy, you know, people are allowed to hear this, you know, Jim.
Not just allowed, but compelled in some
just
cases.
For lucky enough, right? Yeah.
All right, now let me ask you this, Mr. Monaco, just before we get too far along here, because
we have to get serious.
We have to get just for. I just want to. No, it's not that serious. I just want to ask you because people have been talking about this all day. Herman Cain has announced he's got a press conference tomorrow to make a decision about what he's going to do with his campaign, and he had gone home. I just want to ask you, this as a married guy. I've known you. I've known your wife for many, many years, and you've been married since you were kids.
Yeah.
Effectively, right?
Yeah.
Sort of like Herman and Gloria. Right?
But, well, not exactly, but 37 years.
Yes. I mean, in terms of time. Yeah. And, you know, this kind of stuff comes up. Like on Monday, do you wait to Friday to go home to call to go have the meeting?
You think he's regretting the decision to run for president? Oh, my God. All that stuff's going to come out?
Of course.
If I run?
He had to have known that.
I don't know.
Unless none of it is true. And these are all people just out to get him. I mean, there is still that possibility.
Well, that's
there's a woman in front of you. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
Wife out there just went, yeah, right, bro. Mike, a follow-up question. A 13-year possibility?
That's interesting. And he said last night he said his wife never knew about the friendship.
The money.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it, by the way, because if she knew, she'd be mad. I think that's the better way to
do it. She might be a bit upset.
Yes.
Love to hear that conversation.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If Herman was giving money to Ginger White...
Great
they were,
man.
And they were just friends.
Yeah.
And she's making this up. What does he have to do to win her over? He's giving her money. And her gratitude is to make up a story about a 13-year affair?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
It's unfortunate. He's making an announcement tomorrow down in Atlanta. So we'll see what he's going to do.
Yes. I mean, the announcement is, I was never... There's another man running around the country claiming he is Herman Cain. I don't know who he is. I have never met him. That is not me. That's the only way to really get around it. But... Well, we wish, I don't know. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed him being in this thing, and now it's just going to be, you know,
It won't be the same without him?
It won't be the same without him.
No, that's true.
He's like, when he leaves the party, it's kind of like, the party's kind of over, you know? Mitt Romney's going to be sitting up there. Looks great. But is Mitt Romney actually three-dimensional? I mean, he looks like a picture of himself. He doesn't actually look like a human being. And then you got Newt. Newt's fun. Newt's going to be, he's very interesting. But he has, I want you to notice this. He is creepily small hands.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
It's true. He's got little, and I don't have huge hands, but I look at him and I go, oh my God, what happened to him? They're very, very small. They're like the size of like little children's mittens.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. I know exactly.
Now you will. Now every time you see him, you're going to notice that.
But he was thanking God that Herman Cain got in the race because Newt had a couple of divorces and an ugly affair that he admitted to. That he said he did it for democracy. Remember, he was so
He had an affair for democracy.
And so he thanked God Herman Cain came along. Talk about taking the heat off you.
All right, I want to go down, actually, before we get to her. I want to talk to Mrs. Monaco.
All right, she's down there. Good luck.
She's a saint. That's all we can say about her.
Oh, God, I just hope she doesn't say anything obscene.
You know how this goes, Mike. Next thing you know. All right, Mrs. Monaco is here. She's the star of our cookbook, the WLS Friends and Family Cookbook. Thank you so much for being with us. I know it was almost a 4 minutes to get you here, so thank you for taking the ride. I think everybody has this question. What was Mike really like growing up?
Oh, he was tremendous. He was a good child. Break bad.
Nobody believes you.
Mother.
No. And because he was a good student and everything, he was very, very into the whole thing. Did you know? Because my mother knew that I was going to either go to prison or just talk for a living, because I would never shut up. Did you know that Mike was going to defend the wrongly accused? He was going to become a lawyer when he grew up.
My husband knew that he was going to be a lawyer. He's the one that sent him to Georgetown. The college, and then he went to Northwestern Law School. He knew that he would be a lawyer.
So a lot of it, that's a big expense, too, for a family to send, a guy. And if he doesn't go right, did you have another plan? Is there something that, if it didn't work out, did you have a
plan B?
Maybe another kid in the neighborhood that you liked, and did you, help out, anything like that? No. Okay. I'm with you completely. All right. Now, just very quickly, these stuffed artichokes, how long have they been in your family?
Huh?
Stuffed artichokes, the recipe, how long has it been in your family?
Oh.
These are not frozen from a store, are they? Because if they are, this is ruining the whole bit.
Oh, no. I start making them, I got to say, I start from 97 now. And, wow.
Isn't that great, by the way, 97? It's still at the casino. That's an important thing. When I'm 97, believe me, I want to be a casino, and I want everybody leaving me alone. Leave me alone.
Bro, you know what Eddie and Jobo call 97? The kids, man. Ooh. I kid because I love those guys.
They are the same age as their frequency now.
Oh, come
104.
On now. I kid.
All right. We love them. All right. Well, Mrs. Monaco, thank you so much for being. Are you proud of? Do you like Michael's work on the radio and the television?
Yes, I do.
It's all because of me, by the way. Just I hope you know that. Yeah, it has nothing to do with him whatsoever. I know he's a very good lawyer and everything. Has he ever come to tell you, Mom, I picked up a client today, and you said, oh my God, that guy's so guilty. Why do you have him?
Excuse me. We never discuss any of his clients or anything.
Yeah. Good plan. That's a really good plan because it'd be very depressing. Because this one's going away, that one's going away. You know how it goes.
Mom right, before a grand jury. Ooh.
Mrs. Monaco, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mike.
She still loves you. How does that happen?
She's a sweetie.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being here.
My
thank
pleasure.
Thank you so much for bringing your mom, who's going to sign a few of the cookbooks. And, again, it's only $50 per signature from her. Because, Mama needs a little help with the craft tables. That's how that goes. All right. The Ides of March are here. of course, and for everybody who's in attendance with us. This has really been, they've been putting on a great show all day. But the people at home and in their cars have not had a chance to hear it. And speaking of in your cars, would this not be a perfect time, Jim Peterick, to do a little something for us?
I think so. Are you ready out there? Strap yourself in. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And this is the vehicle that got us here today. About two.
What do you think, horseshoe? When I count to four, hunker up and blow. One, two, three, four.
I can't hear you. A little bit louder now. Come on, come on! A little bit louder now. I'm playing the strings, you're in the black sedan. Hop inside my car. Take the candy on the love of a man. Have it easy to name a star. Well, I'm playing the strings, black sedan. Hop inside my car. I'm your vehicle, babe. I took you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, mama. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, got to have a child. Wait down in heaven, you know I love you.
Yes, we do! One, two!
Libertyville on 890 AM WLS.
Take a look outside. It's cold, gloomy, and gray. It's hard to get out of bed in the morning, and it's dark by the time you leave work. But all that is about to change, because believe it or not, there are places in the world right now where the sun is shining and the beach is waiting, and you could be there with your loved one. So get ready to revive your romance and sunjet your winter blues away. There's never been a better time to sunjet to Couples Collection of adults-only all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica. Located on stunning beaches in Negril and Otorrios, these resorts provide local charm, fine island cuisine, unlimited entertainment, and relaxation. Plus, you'll enjoy free round-trip airport transportation. And with savings of up to $1,600 per couple on gorgeous tropical destinations, you can afford to trade in the cold and sunjet some sunshine. Your winter shouldn't be filled with the blues. Save on the green and sunjet something worth smiling about this holiday season. But hurry, because this sale ends December 22nd. Just call a recommended travel agent at 1-800-SUNJET-1 or visit sunjet.com.
NWL traffic on the I-57 inbound ramp to westbound I-80 that is blocked with an overturned semi and I-80 to Dan Ryan, so watch for that. The outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 40 minutes to the tri-state, 1 hour and 3 minutes to I-365, 1 hour and 25 minutes. The inbound Ike, Thorndaleville Post Office, 1 hour from Anaheim, 39 minutes. On the outbound Post Office from Anaheim, 45 minutes to Thorndale, 58 minutes. And on the inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown, 43 minutes to Montrose, 20 minutes. This report brought to you by Cabela's, Hurry to Cabela's Ice Fishing Classic this Saturday and Sunday, presented by Clam Corporation, Hummingbird, Stay Big, attend free seminars during the largest ice fishing event of the year, Cabela's World's Foremost Outfitter. In Douglas weather tonight, partly cloudy this evening, turns cloudy with a few light rain showers after midnight, mainly north and west of Chicago. Low around 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. We now go to the Wall Street Journal report, which is sponsored in part by BMO Harris Commercial Bank and Joan Jones.
The Dow Industrial Average experienced its second largest weekly point gain in history, up 787 this week. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P ending the day roughly where they started, with only fractional changes. Dr. Pepper finding success in its Dr. Pepper 10, lower-calorie soda, not a zero. So it plans to test more versions of 10. In the Chicago and Evansville market, it'll begin selling RC 10. Groupon's being hauled before the British equivalent of the FTC. Officials say it's not telling the truth in its UK ads. Shares were unchanged today. I'm Joan Jones, 890 AM WLS.
Santa Bob's got a warm in Wonderland with huge Mitsubishi inventory at Libertyville Mitsubishi. More Mitsubishis, more than anyone else, period. Right now, buy, not lease, buy a new high MPG 2011 Outlander Sport SE for only $299 a month. Seriously, happy holidays.
Bob Roman.
Libertyville Mitsubishi, in the heart of Milwaukee Avenue, Libertyville.
With approved credit, 0.9 APR for 60 months, $5,000 down plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Number 7197.
These are tough economic times, but some Americans, call them the smart, self-starters, like Rosie, are taking control of their financial future with IncomeAtHome55.com.
I was looking for a job, but just not able to find anything, and pretty much just living on my credit card. I got started on a part-time basis, and my first month, I put $1,200 in the bank. By the time the first 90 days rolled around, there was $6,800 in the bank, and I just love what I'm doing now. It's an incredible business, and I'm putting money in the bank.
Some earn less than Rosie. Many earn a lot more. About 1,000 Americans a month are finding financial freedom with IncomeAtHome55.com. No selling soap. No cold calling. Honestly, you can earn money over the internet from your kitchen table. Click the Income at Home 55 banner and check out their $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. Results are not average. See website for results you can expect.
This is a taste of WLS. Mark Levin.
It's funny now how the left, have you noticed, is openly and brazenly trashing the Constitution and the Declaration. Oh, yes, they attack we conservatives as actually wanting to go back to our founding document and to our highest man-made law, the Constitution. What would America look like, they say? What would it look like? Well, let's see. Washington, D.C. wouldn't be calling the shots on everything and anything. In other words, we'd be a free people again. Wouldn't that be something?
So I know some of you lives out there, you're thinking about slavery and segregation. Well, once again, that's on you Democrats. I didn't say turn back the clock on liberty for all people. I said embrace the Declaration of Independence, as Abraham Lincoln did. Oh, wouldn't it be horrible, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see, what kind of society would we be without this monstrosity, without this Leviathan? We'd be the greatest society on the face of the earth. Instead, what are we doing here? What are we creating here? Well, we aren't creating anything. What are they creating here? And I love their phrases, phrases that the founders would have found absolutely totalitarian. Phrases like share the wealth, spread the wealth. We need a balanced approach, you know. The balance is either more government or more government. That's their balanced approach. Either more taxes or more taxes. More spending and more spending. Can you imagine doing without? What is it, 2 million federal bureaucrats? What would we do? How would we survive?
Mark Levin, weeknights 9 till midnight, 890 a.m.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farag, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies?
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack. But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACK or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
This is a taste of WLS, Don Wade and Roma.
There is a book out called Neverisms, a quotation lover's guide to things you should never do, never say, or never forget.
Yeah.
Gore Vidal said, never miss a chance to have sex or appear on television.
Or both.
Louis Grizzard said, never order barbecue at a place that also serves quiche.
Yeah.
See, these are good. Here's another one from
people don't know who Louis Grizzard is.
Oh, he was one of the funniest men alive. New York Times food writer says, never eat Chinese food in Oklahoma. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Never, well, let's see. Never go to a doctor whose office plants have died. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
There are jillions of these nevers, and some of them are funny, some of them aren't. Never trust a skinny ice cream man.
What is he going to do, sell you bad ice cream?
Well, he's skinny. That means he doesn't eat his own wares, right?
Well.
But, of course, if he's pushing one of those helados carts out in the park, he could be skinny and still eat his ice cream, right?
All right, Roma, you're going to have the surgery tomorrow.
I am.
On your foot.
Yep.
And you will have anesthetic.
Have it extricated from your derriere.
And Don is going to take care of you. He's going to nurse you back to health.
That's
right.
Right.
Hand and foot.
Absolutely.
Or mock me and ridicule me.
Don Wade and Roma, mornings 5 till 9 on 890 AM Sense. Spoken here. News now.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Is Herman Cain still in or out? The Republican presidential contender says we'll all learn tomorrow.
Herman Cain says he'll clarify his next steps at the opening of his Northwest Georgia headquarters. Cain's reassessment will end as he meets his wife, Gloria, face-to-face for the first time this week. He's only spoken with her by phone since Ginger White came forward, alleging she'd been having an affair with Cain for more than a dozen years. He told reporters late this week his wife never knew about his friendship with White or that he'd been helping pay her bills.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, Kane's Iowa campaign spokeswoman Lisa Lockwood.
Until we hear otherwise, we are moving forward with the campaign in a positive direction.
Dangerous airbags.
Honda, which also makes Acura products, is recalling 273,000 vehicles because of an airbag problem that can kill drivers. The driver's side airbag can deploy too forcefully, causing a metal casing to explode. The recall involves certain model year Honda Accord, Civic, Odyssey, CR-V, Pilot, Acura TL, and Acura CL vehicles. Owners will be sent letters. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The best week for Wall Street in more than 2.5 years comes just as the unemployment rate drops to its lowest point since about that same time. But that Labor Department report is mixed, part of the drop because so many Americans stop looking for work.
The White House is not crowing about the unexpected dip in the unemployment rate.
We don't make much out of 1 month's numbers. We look for trends, and we know we have an enormous amount of work to do.
Spokesman Jay Carney says even 8.6% is too high, but he thinks signs of progress on employment look good. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Watching the clearing of trees down in Griffith Park in Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
We expect power restored between 24 and 48 hours, though it may be sooner. We restored power already to about 122,000 homes.
You're listening to ABC News.
CWS News continues. Good evening, I'm Mary French. Brago, cloudy tonight, rain at the midnight, rain tomorrow morning. A comment repeatedly made by State Treasurer Dan Rutherford has ruffled the feathers of Governor Quinn. The governor today said he is not pleased with the Republican state treasurer being quoted as saying Illinois is the most bankrupt state in the nation.
My father was in the United States Navy. Loose lips sink ships. And I think maybe Treasurer Rutherford should commit that to memory.
Ron Blagojevich will learn his fate on Wednesday. At a hearing today, the judge in the case told both sides that even if they finish early on Tuesday, the first day of the sentencing hearing, he won't rule until the following day. Defense Attorney Sheldon Sorowski was asked how Rob Blagojevich is doing as the sentencing date approaches.
Well, he's doing fine. Of course, he's nervous and apprehensive, but he's doing fine, and he's with his family.
And law enforcement officials continue to search for Cesar Sanchez, who is an inmate at Statesville Correctional Center. He escaped today while at the Bridgeview Courthouse. WLS Traffic and Weather is next. WLS News Time 504.
This is a taste of WLS. Sean Hannity.
Obama's using the bully pulpit of the presidency. We don't have any more time to engage in symbolic gestures. This is the exact same garbage. It's the same garbage, the same posturing we get all the time. We don't have any time to engage in symbolic gestures. We don't have any more time to posture. It's time to get down to business and solve the problem. Now, I'm getting a little sick and tired of the same president who said back in 2006 when he voted against the debt ceiling, the fact that we're here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. Well, that's applicable today. President Obama has failed. It's a sign the U.S. government cannot pay its own bills. Obviously, that's the case. It's a sign that we now depend on the ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Or we could say Obama's reckless fiscal policies. That would be applicable. Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and our grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. America deserves better. Barack Obama, March 2006. One of the few times in life he got it right, and maybe that's why he's backtracking. Now, I'm sick and tired of being lectured by the most irresponsible fiscal president in American history about getting down to business and solving the debt problem that he created. It's like a kid in a candy store stuffs his pockets full of candy, has no money to pay for it, and then demands that the store owner and other customers figure out how he can have his candy and how other people can pay for this thing. That's what this is about.
Sean Hannity, weeknights 6 till 9, 890 a.m.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music.
but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Fabulous traffic on the inbound Kennedy downtown, O'Hare to downtown, 42 minutes. Vermonto, 20 minutes. On the outbound Ike, Old Post Office in Anaheim, 50 minutes. Thorndale, 1 hour and 3 minutes. On the inbound Ike, Thorndale, the Old Post Office, 1 hour and 5 minutes. From Anaheim, 43 minutes. On the outbound Stevenson Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 40 minutes. To Tri-State, 1 hour. To I-55, 1 hour and 20 minutes. In the Dan Ryan outbound, flow 31st to 95th, downtown to 95th, 45 minutes. This report brought to you by Cabela's. Heard to Cabela's Ice Fishing Classic this Saturday and Sunday, presented by Clam Corporation and Hummingbird. Stay big, attend free seminars during the largest ice fishing event of the year, Cabela's World's Foremost Out There. WLS continues with Roe and Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana, but first the forecast. Turning cloudy tonight with a few light rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. Right now it's 40 at O'Hare, 40 at 1 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour they have when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSN.com. I'm Mary Frances Bragel, WLS News.
This hourly segment is sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, committed to quality and value since 1955.
Now, Roland Roper's Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 890 AM.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Tastes great. Makes women appear more attractive. And makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
What you sipping on?
Disgusting. Here's how we lost the farm.
Still good. Still good. All right, Canard Wagon is rolling. Christina, I'm going to let you shake this because it's live television.
Shake that thing, Christina.
And then you can also shake the shaker, too. There we go. For those of you who watch this on TV, this really is quite a moment every Friday afternoon when she comes out and does this. Keep going. I don't think it's...
Shake it more. Oh, and the drink, too.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to have her... Okay, that's good enough.
All
right,
enough of that nonsense.
Now you can pour this right here for us. Thank you. Yes, please pour the drink on the Carnarvon wagon for us to Jim. And now we've actually... Jim and I have martini glasses. It is a martini. And they've given Christina a pint glass for her martini. And Richard
and
gets
Rich
us
is,
a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Oh, this is how it ends bad. Ends poorly.
I know my people.
Next picture will be him horizontal with the bottle across his chest and a drool on his cheek.
All right. This is our 14th year of doing this show at the holidays for Toys for Tots, the United States Marine Corps Reserves. The oorahs. We want to thank you all for your many, 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 many years of loyal listening and attention to this, and also to the thousands of toys that we received today. It's actually 1,600 toys, and we wanted 1,000. So thank you very much for doing it. Here's to you. Thank you, and to another great year.
And remember what my mommy taught me, first time she taught me to drink, which wasn't hard for her to do. Jimmy, when the drink goes in, the pain has to go somewhere else.
Ah. All right, now back to business at hand. And there's
Oh, hi, that was really good.
I'm back. Thank you.
Now, the kids over at the WLS studios, by the way, and they say, by the way, everybody at Channel 5 and at WLS are saying that this is the best-looking crowd we've ever had.
That's right.
Show.
We have scouts out there.
And, you know, you love the Top 5 at 5, don't you? Isn't the Top 5 at 5?
Who doesn't?
Well, we are here. We have prepared for you a very special Top 5 at 5. The Top 5 at 5, political flubs of all times. Because we figured, you know, I mean, today, we have no idea what's happening in the news because we're on a boat in Indiana. Which most people in the United States of America, if you said you're on a boat in Indiana, they go, how could you be on a boat in Indiana? So we are prepared now for your biggest Top 5 at 5. And actually, before we start that.
Yes, sir.
That was almost a false start.
Which false start? Number 12 on the Bears' offense.
Is that Caleb's number 12?
That is Caleb's number.
We love
that. I hate you for saying that. The Top 5 at 5 is we are going to be doing a thing starting Monday. You want to be listening to the Ron Roper Show because we're going to do a very special year-end Top 5 at 5, and we're going to need your votes to actually make it happen. Now, do you win something for this?
Of course not.
Our undying gratitude.
Thank you.
That's what you get for it. All right, so here we go.
Now. Rowan Roper, the Top 5 at 5.
Thank you, Top 5 at 5 Orchestra and Serious Guy.
And the Bucket Boys from Occupy Nowhere.
Right, also it's true. It's true. Those are actually the guys outside Soldier Field.
Can I have a dollar? Can I have a dollar? Can I have a dollar?
Those are the same guys. All right. Checking in at
number 5.
This is from the 2008 candidate debate. Hillary Clinton has asked whether she's likable compared to Barack Obama. The president says, well, kind of.
What can you say to the voters of New Hampshire on this stage tonight, where they seem to like Barack Obama more?
He's very likable. I agree with that. I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank you.
Wow.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get elected. I'm going to give you a cabinet position. Then my hair is going to go great. And I'm going to lose to a guy named Mitt. It's going to be great. Just a prediction. I don't know.
Or Newt. It's going to be a Mitt or a Newt.
Newt or a Mitt. A Mitt or a Newt. A Newt or a Mitt or a Mitt or a Newt.
A single syllable. Yep. Ends with a T. I don't know. They should do that. It's like a game show. Mr. President, who are you going to lose to? Single syllable. Ends with a T.
And that's what she said.
All right. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Uh-oh. Rick Perry. Now, this is sad.
Oh,
and, you know, actually, when I was watching this debate, and Rick Perry had his little mental, you know, brain freeze, however you want to, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Jimism.
Yeah. That's all I could think about was Jim Johnson. And I could think, this Rick Perry seems like such a young man, too. He's older than he appears, isn't he? Isn't he in his 60s?
He's getting older. Rick, more of his mistakes happen.
Jim watching him at home going, this guy's good.
Taking notes.
Honey, come see this guy.
He's smooth, never misses a beat.
Well, here he is. He wanted to cut 3 government departments, but had a little trouble with the third.
And I will tell you, it's 3 agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
EPA?
EPA, there you go. No, okay.
Is EPA the one you were talking about? Or?
No, sir. No, sir. The education, commerce, and let's see, the third one I can't, sorry, oops.
Jim, did you find anything wrong with that?
Sounded perfect to me.
Honesty, yeah. Honesty.
I might have come up with something like the judiciary and made it worse, but, you know.
They're going to have him do the seventh inning stretch at the Cubs game next year, and it's 1-2, and what is the other one?
Who could remember all that stuff? It was probably late afternoon thing. He's already thinking cocktail hour coming up. You're a little tired.
Sure.
Now you got to remember what you said in the previous stuff. For God's sakes.
That's so true.
Give the man a break.
All right.
When he's president, it'll be fine. Yeah.
He did a prayer breakfast the next morning, you know, the name of the Father and the Son, and who was the other guy?
Hold on a second.
He's so definite about it, though. That's part of the fun.
This is a little broadcast trick. Don't ever say you've got any number of anything that you're about to say unless you've written it down.
Because then you're committed to that number.
Yeah. He should just, or done what Jim does. He goes, I have three things that we're going to cut. One, two, and two.
One, B, and C.
Yep.
All right. Checking in at
number three.
Ironically enough. Herman Cain tries to decide whether he agreed with the actions that President Obama took in Libya.
So you agreed with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree.
I figured this out, by the way.
Oh, did you?
I figured out what happened here. This is when he'd gotten a call from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that he thought was Ginger White.
Yeah.
And he gets the phone call right there, right before he goes into that. And now all he can think about is that phone call.
Right. 13 years he's keeping in his mind, and now he's got to say about something about Libya.
Libya? Do you think that's our problem? Wait till you hear what just happened.
Oh, good Lord.
Because, Herman, here's the thing about Herman. Herman is the most honest guy, ironically enough,
to a fault.
Yes, the most honest guy out there of all these people. I mean, he will tell you exactly what he's thinking. It's not going to be a lot of, political BS that a lot of these other guys are going to do. Ron Paul is too. Ron Paul is very honest, but everybody's got somebody in their family like Ron Paul. There's a grandpa, there's an uncle, there's a somebody at the Christmas table that's sitting there, and they're all like, oh yes, that's right, Grandpa, that's right. Yes, the Martian did take you away. That is absolutely right.
We hear the voices too.
Yes, we do, don't we? Don't we? Because you just want to get through the damn dinner, right? That's the way they seem to be looking at that. But Herman, Herman seems to, he really does believe it. But now, all of a sudden, I don't know how he didn't know that this stuff was going
to
happen.
Hard to recover from this 13 years of checks,
he thought it was innocent flirtation and turns into all this.
Yeah. Well, there's flirtation, then there's falling forward. And then there's, she was my friend. That was the whole thing. I thought you were my friend.
Well, we hope so, for God's sakes. Yeah. You don't do that for your enemies, do you?
Not really a good friend, as it turns out. All right, checking in at
number two.
Oh, this one takes a little bit. This is a little bit theater of the mind. This is Joe Biden. I know.
Big fans. Big fans.
Mrs. Biden had the same reaction. Joe Biden from a campaign stop. This is back in 2008. Do you remember this? When he asked Senator Chuck Graham to stand up, who was in a wheelchair.
I hate when that happens.
Yes, it's the worst thing that could ever possibly happen.
And I also am told that Chuck Graham, state senator, is here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let me see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Oh.
I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much.
He thought it was a revival meeting. Maybe he thought it would work.
The only guy that pulls that off is Jesus.
Now, Chuck, I want you to say it.
Hard one to recover from.
God love you, he says.
Jerry Lewis used to do that at the telethon sometimes. You talk about Jerry Lewis, though. He'd be like, the kids would come out, and he'd be like, hurry it up, hurry it up!
How you doing, Jerry?
God bless you.
But there has to be a bonus cut for Joe Biden, don't you?
Can't get enough.
Joe Biden has a little trouble with the number three. Apparently three is very, very hard. Very, very, very hard for politicians to figure out what comes either before or after the number three.
Bonus cut!
A three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
What was wrong with that?
Could happen to anyone.
I hope after 2012 that Joe Biden and Rick Perry can go out together as a kind of a routine, like Perry and Biden having some fun.
The number of drinks.
It'd be fun, a hunting show with the two of those.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You thought it was bad when Cheney shot his friend, those two. Is it gun loaded? I don't know. How many guns do we got? What do you think?
Did you shoot three times? Right. Don't say three.
What time do we leave the hotel? I don't know.
All right. And finally,
number one.
probably the one that remains in everybody's mind from the last couple of years. The president having a little trouble with the number of states in the United States of America.
It is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
Roy Roper's Top 5 at 5.
Okay, Guam. He knows something we don't.
Guam, the Virgin Islands.
You know what? They do know things because they take him into that room and they tell him things. Now, this is before they did tell him that. Where they tell him where Kennedy's brain is.
That's
and all
where
that.
His birth certificate is, one of those other states.
Yeah. Wow.
Are we on?
Yeah. That's a long Jim. All right, coming up on the program. All right, the Eyes of March are here, as you know, for those of you who are just joining us on the radio or on TV in the 5 o'clock hour. This is the Rowan Roper Holiday Show for Toys for Tots. Big 5 o'clock hour coming your way. We've got the Carnival Wagon has rolled, and apparently Jim has been drinking since 2. Didn't tell anybody. And for those of you who missed it, the Stump the Band segment, Jim, actually, there are armed Illinois state troopers. Illinois and Indiana state troopers, actually, outside waiting for him.
It was a hug, for God's sake.
4 of the 6 contestants said to him, "What are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend."
Herman Cain has been watching this on the 5.2 right. And calling and goes, "Jim Johnson, leave that woman alone."
And Jim Johnson has a game.
I got him on speed dial. How do I get out of this one, Herman?
All right. We've got another one of our contributors is going to join us on the stage. And, you know, all I'll say is it's a she, and she likes the Carnival Wagon. And I think you're going to find this very entertaining. And the Ides of March are going to take us home as well. It's the 5 o'clock hour on the Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show live from the venue, the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Give yourself a hand.
Rowan Roper, live from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino, 890 AM WLS.
Santa Bob's got a warm in Wonderland with huge Mitsubishi inventory at Libertyville Mitsubishi. More Mitsubishis, more than anyone else, period. Right now, buy a new high MPG 2011 Outlander Sport SE for only $299 a month. Seriously, happy holidays.
Bob Roman.
Libertyville Mitsubishi, in the heart of Milwaukee Avenue, Libertyville. With approved credit, 0.9 APR for 60 months, $5,000 down plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Number 7197.
Take Rowan Roper with you wherever you go. Listen to WLS live on the go. Just download the WLS AM app for your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at WLSAM.com and never miss a minute. Plus, see what we're talking about. Stay ahead of the story with the latest news, up-to-the-minute Weather Channel forecasts, on-demand traffic reports, and check out the latest and greatest photo galleries. There's something happening here, and it's only a click away at WLSAM.com.
Oh, time's running out on the Let It Snow promotion at James & Sons Fine Jewelers. Now, what is Let It Snow? Here's how it works. You make any purchase this week at James & Sons, and if it snows 6 inches or more on Christmas Day at O'Hare, James & Sons will refund your full purchase price. Now, think about this. Think about Christmas morning. You are thrilling a loved one with a truly remarkable gift. Then imagine that they're opening the box. They get all excited. Oh, it's so beautiful. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Look at that. Right? and then in the back of your head, you're thinking, it's snowing outside. I'm getting it for free. See how that works? All right. It's going on right now through December 4th. Choose from stunning jewelry, Swiss timepieces, finest designers like Hearts on Fire and Tacori. In fact, James & Sons, number one Tacori retailer in all of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. And the exclusive distributor of the 18K925 line. The best part is your purchase could be free, so let it snow. Going on right now through Sunday at James & Sons Fine Jewelers in Lincoln Park, Orland Park, Schererville, Indiana. For full details, go to jamesandsons.com. That's their website. And you can download Robux worth up to maybe another $500 against your purchase, too. That's really great. jamesandsons.com.
This is a taste of WLS. Rush Limbaugh.
Casey Anthony, I just had a ball watching the media go nuts over this verdict. They were literally going insane. They were beside themselves. They couldn't understand it. They had all predicted the gallows for this babe. And now this babe has really upset them. You know, what I don't understand about it is they're all card-carrying liberals. When does the death of a child bother them? I've never seen them get so upset over the death of a child. If the child had died, 2 years earlier in the womb, this woman would be a star. She'd be a hero. And folks, I don't think that that's a cliche to say. And I don't think it's a cheap attempt at humor. I think that while it may be uncomfortable to hear, one of the reasons it's uncomfortable to hear is that there is an element of truth in it. If you people, the media, if you really, really think she's guilty and you want to feel better about this, just tell yourselves that she just waited a couple years to get an abortion and you'll feel better. Now, you're feeling uncomfortable, right? Snurdly, even Snurdly winced a little bit at that. Why did you wince, Snurdly? It's brutal to hear. Exactly right. It's brutal to hear. So is abortion. Abortion is brutal, never characterized that way. And the reason it's brutal is because there's an element of truth in it. And I just wanted to put it out there. Pure and simple, nothing more, plus my bumper sticker idea. If you can't do the time, do the crime in Florida.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 till 2, 890 a.m. Live from the venue at the Horseshoe Casino, it's the Rowan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show on 890 a.m. WLS.
But thank you for all the work you're doing for the Toys for Tots organizations, to all the Marines and everybody involved in that. I just want to say thank you for being involved in such a great cause. Wish I could be there, but have a wonderful holiday season.
You know, there's a young man right there who's
also going to be starring in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol coming soon to a theater near you.
And, young Adam Kinzinger is actually going to be, I believe, President of the United States one day, and he will never call us again because we almost ruined his career just a few months into his political life. He was elected to Congress last year, and then he goes to the floor of the House of Representatives and then reads a proclamation because we demand a proclamation out of everybody. Reads a proclamation and is almost impeached. Sorry about that, young Adam.
Took one for the team.
He did take one for the team. All right. Well, coming up on the program, we've got the bottom of the hour news, of course. Mary Frances Bragel back at WLS with all the details. The Ides of March are going to play for you. You know, they've got a few songs they haven't played yet, including a Survivor hit that Jim Peterik had a little something to do with.
Woo!
Which was a number one hit, I think, in two or three different decades. Something like that. It's an absolutely crazy thing that you know. And have you guys had a good time? The Ides of March, great, right? And don't forget, they got the Christmas concert tomorrow night at the Norris Cultural Arts Center in St. Charles, Illinois, or St. Chuck, as they call it out there.
St. Chuck. They don't call it that.
Yeah, they do. They
actually do. Really?
Yeah, as far as you know. Call it that when you're on stage. They're going to love it. TheIdesOfMarch.com. It's got that whole thing going. All right, Mary Frances Bragel's back at WLS with the news. It's 5:30.
Thanks for cloudy tonight. Rain expected tomorrow. Homer Junior High School in Homer Glen is on lockdown right now as law enforcement officials continue to search for Cesar Sanchez, an inmate at Statesville Correctional Center, who escaped today while being transported in a van near Lockport for a court appearance at the Bridgeview Courthouse. Rob Blagojevich will be sentenced next week, but the timetable has been changed. More from our Bill Cameron.
The area federal court judge Zagel now says he doesn't expect to sentence Blagojevich until Wednesday because he doesn't want to rush either side into making their arguments all on Tuesday. But he scolded the defense for again asking to play snippets of tapes, tapes of conversations Blagojevich had with trial witnesses and others involved in the case. The judge said he already ruled against that, and it's just a tiny bit short of abuse of process to ask again. By the way, Zagel has also said that out-of-court statements by Blagojevich can be used against him at sentencing. The government has cited one of those when Blagojevich told Don and Roma here on WLS that it's the government's fault that he can't play all of the tapes.
And a former Chicago cop has admitted to taking part in robberies and home invasions on behalf of the Latin King street gangs. After pleading guilty in federal court, Antonio Martinez now faces up to 15 years in prison. WLS Traffic and Weather is next. WLS News Time, 531.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
This is a taste of WLS. Roe and Roper.
All right, Andy Shaw from the Better Government Association is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And, Andy, we were talking about this Alderman Ed Burke situation. The mayor's office put out a number. The alderman has had security detail around him since the council ward days in the mid-1980s. The last on-the-record findable threat that the police department were looking at against him from that era was 1986, I believe. And yet, for the last 25 years, he has enjoyed this round-the-clock, 24-hour Chicago police bodyguard detail, something that no one else other than the mayor gets. And it turned out that they put out the number $595,000 a year, and that doesn't even count benefits.
Two numbers that jump out at me. There was so much overtime that the cops made $133,000, $143,000, $147,000, and $150,000. And the other figure is that if you assume a 3% increase in police salaries over the life of the bodyguard detail, it comes out to something approaching $11 million. And you're absolutely right. I covered council wars at ABC 7. Those were tense times. There was danger in the air. But there hasn't really been that kind of climate in Chicago since Daley was elected. And, of course, he was around for more than 20 years.
Right.
This becomes a habit. It becomes a perk. You almost become a person who is defined in part by the accompaniment of armed police officers wherever you go. It says you're an important person because this is what mayors get and governors and presidents.
It says you're a pompous ass more than it says you're an important person.
And Roper. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 890 AM
WLS. Close your eyes in Chicago. And you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C. And you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ed Council.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack. But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACK or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
And that, Bill. Traffic on the inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown, 42 minutes from Montrose, 20 minutes in the outbound Ike. Old Post Office in Anaheim, 47 minutes to Thorndale, 1 hour. On the inbound, Thorndale to the Old Post Office, 1 hour and 10 minutes from Anaheim, 47 minutes. And I-55 northbound with a crash blocking two right lanes, so watch for that. And Stevenson outbound Lakeshore Drive from Harlem, 32 minutes to the Tri-State, 52 minutes to I-355, 1 hour and 10 minutes. Fabulous continues with Warren Roper, who are live at the venue inside the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. But first, the forecast brought to you by Best Buy. Find great prices on Garmin, Magellan, and TomTom portable GPS systems. Shop a huge selection at your local Best Buy store or online at BestBuy.com, and they'll ship it free every day during the holidays. The forecast turning cloudy tonight with two light rain showers after midnight, low 32. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. Right now, it's 37 at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 39 along the lake. Get news on the hour, the half, and when it breaks. Continue with coverage at WLSAM.com. I'm Mary Frances Bregel, WLS News.
Loud and proud.
We practice preventive journalism. El Rush Ball, the doctor of democracy.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays 11 till 2. 890 AM. WLS. Now, back to the Roland Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show, where holiday spirit is always served on the rocks. 890 AM. WLS.
Cruising down the motorway.
Dahl, who was here with us throughout the afternoon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, now, kids, you know, what will sometimes happen, we've garnered a bit of a reputation over the years for being a talk radio show that's a little different than most other talk radio shows. Because most talk radio shows generally end with the hosts dying of old age. We are a little different in that respect, and we've run sort of counter to a lot of conventions, including the 5 o'clock Friday afternoon Carnival Wagon, which we have gone through in the 15 years that I've been doing the afternoon show at WLS. We've run through a number of different managers. There have been a few co-hosts as well, let's be honest. Richard, of course, is the best of all of them. But but every time we have new management come in, it's the same thing. It's, wait, what? You drink at 5 o'clock? Wait, no, you can't do that. And we explained to them that the other guys let us do it. It's grandfathered in, and there's a special clause in the FCC that allows us to do it. And they all seem to have been able to buy that thus far, which is pretty good.
If they ever check, we're awesome. Dead.
Yeah. And it's too late. And then sometimes, and then everyone's, well, you get a sponsor. You know, we had Budweiser for years. We had Jim Beam Brands for years do it. And then we have to do this for the sponsors. And then the managers changed their tune immediately. So we've been able to attract, on the Friday afternoon show, we've been able to attract a very interesting group of people to, you know, come in and join us, and people want to come hang out with the head bartenders and musicians, rock star news, things like that throughout the years. Because of all the legal stuff that's happened in the last year, we have our legal analysts have been coming in. And there's one in particular who really enjoys the Carnival Wagon from Fox News Channel, Tamara Holder.
Here she comes.
Oh, my gosh. Wearing those heels is a high
risk. I was going to wear those shoes.
She's too pretty.
Those are my shoes.
For those of you playing at home, Tamara's heels are about 9 inches, and they're red and they're sparkly.
All right.
Now what she said.
I just want to ask you, when you are on the Tamara, and we won't ask about Herman Cain too much, but when you're on the Fox News Channel,
and they have you on Hannity, or they have you on any of those other whatever shows they are, do they serve cocktails?
No. And, you know, I kind of have a bone to pick with you guys because you made me come all the way out here, and then you have me standing in the back looking at this alcohol, just staring at it, and I'm salivating, just watching you take shots of alcohol, and there, I can't do anything.
Yes, you can.
It's rude.
Trust me, it'll all be good. It'll all take care of itself. It's all
good. This is why we like her, huh? Isn't this a party person?
She's actually hitting on the Carnival wagon, so what are you doing later?
Come here often?
Well, I also heard about, like, I've literally had the guy stop and pick up a toy because I thought it was a toy exchange, and on our way here, you were talking about a battery-operated toy.
Oh.
So
oh.
I got a toy, and I thought that there was going to be a gift exchange. Little do I know that I'm just giving my toy, and I
oh, no, we want the top tech to give us toys, too.
Yes, right. We
come
demand,
on, little Timmy, pay up.
We demand all the poor children in America to give us a toy.
You wanted the exchange. I get what's going on there. She wanted the battery-operated toy.
Right.
Yes. Oh, I see.
One of the foremost legal minds
in the
country.
It was a little subtle, but I got it.
I didn't understand toys for tots.
The concept.
That's three words.
She missed a letter, as it turns out. I'm going to let it just sink in for a moment. All right, let me just ask you, because we got the press conference tomorrow, and we've asked everybody who's been up here, all of our legal analysts, Herman Cain's called for press conference tomorrow. Does he stay? Does he go?
He goes. Not because, not because he is a cheater, because I think that most men cheat.
Yay! Woo!
And I'm...
Because
okay.
You love this show. We are so all about the you know, this is a great American family show.
I'm not saying this is like some scorned woman. I think that that's okay. But don't lie about it. You know, he's trying to cheat, and he clearly sucked at it.
Bethlehem.
At the NRA.
Christmas spirit here. Must not cheat. I remember that scene in Miracle on 34th Street.
Go ahead.
Tried to cheat and couldn't. And then he also has a 13-year affair with some lady. And, you know, Sean Hannity, who likes to beat me up about evidence, clearly she has the evidence. I mean, 13 years, I'm sure there's enough there. Maybe she doesn't have the dress.
There's a dress exchange, by the way, also happening later.
The images deal. That have taken over this holiday spirit here.
Can I ask, I'm sorry I asked you this question in the first place. What toy did you buy?
I bought Barbie in a bathtub.
They have her?
All right. Wow.
It's a nice
kind
thought.
Of weird, though.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's a Viagra Barbie. I think it's a weird thing.
Barbie in a bathtub?
Yeah, see Alice Barbie, I guess that would be, with the bathtub.
Viagra is not a bad thing.
Okay. All right, Tamara.
No. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Does Hannity know you talk like this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, our ratings are rising. We know that. Imagine that.
That's the only thing.
Pizza.
What's rising?
All right, kids.
So the toys keep piling up over there. How about the Marines, ladies and gentlemen? Let's hear it for the Marine Corps. Got to class up this segment.
Thank you. Go Bears.
Yeah, go Bears. Exactly right.
Bears.
Woo! Oh, yeah, how about that game Sunday? Ooh,
wow. Man,
all right.
Put me in, Coach.
Have I mentioned that the Hammond Horseshoe is an amazing place, and the venue is a great place to do a show?
Yes.
And stop at the casino on your way out after the show. I'm going to be out there giving some of my money to them.
Hammond, Indiana audiences are the best audiences in the world. I think that's true.
Shameless pandering. Let's go.
All right, kids. You know what it's time for? It's time for let's talk to our friend Jim Peterick from The Ides of March, also Survivor, wrote for 38 Special. Did it? Give it up for Jim Peterick.
Thank you, Will.
Always a pleasure to work with you. I believe that we were trying to figure this out. I think it's either the fifth or sixth time we've done this holiday show together over these 15 years.
I think, yeah, five or six.
Yeah, we've done a lot of them in a lot of different places, and we're wanted in three states as a result. What would you like to do for us to take us home?
Well, I co-wrote this little song for a movie called Rocky III way back in 1982. And, you know, we thought it was going to be a hit, you know, because it had a $10 million video to go along with it, you know, which is a good thing. But what we didn't know is that in the year 2011, that this song would still be around, and little kids singing it, and that 97-year-old woman, she probably knows this song. I don't know.
But I wouldn't count on that.
Oh, okay. But she's got some good recipes. But anyway, Everybody knows this song, and I couldn't be blessed more than to be a part of this song. And for have the Ides of March, who I've been with for 48 years, helping me play this one today. So this is for you guys, Roe and your henchmen. I'll tell you, you got the eye of the tiger.
Tots Holiday Show on 890 AM WLS. Take Roe and Roper with you wherever you go. Listen to WLS live on the go. Just download the WLS AM app for your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at WLSAM.com and never miss a minute. Plus, see what we're talking about. Stay ahead of the story with the latest news, up-to-the-minute Weather Channel forecasts, on-demand traffic reports, and check out the latest and greatest photo galleries. There's something happening here, and it's only a click away at WLSAM.com.
Santa Bob's got a warm in Wonderland with huge Mitsubishi inventory at Libertyville Mitsubishi. More Mitsubishis, more than anyone else, period. Right now, buy, not lease, buy a new high MPG 2011 Outlander Sport SE for only $299 a month. Seriously, happy holidays.
Bob Roman.
Libertyville Mitsubishi, in the heart of Milwaukee Avenue, Libertyville.
With approved credit, 0.9 APR for 60 months, $5,000 down plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Number 7197.
In WLS traffic on the inbound Kennedy, slow to downtown O'Hare to downtown, 45 minutes to Montrose, 20 minutes on the outbound Ike, Old Post Office in Mannheim, 49 minutes to Thorndale, 1 hour and 2 minutes on the inbound Thorndaleville Post Office, 1 hour and 10 minutes to Mannheim, 45 minutes on the outbound Stevenson, slow first to I-355, Lakeshore Drive to Harlem, 28 minutes to the Tri-State, 53 minutes to I-355, 1 hour and 20 minutes on the, out on the northbound I-55. Slow traffic from Weber Road to Route 53 with a crash block in the two right lanes on I-55 southbound. Slow traffic from north-south tollway to Route 53 with gapers to a northbound crash. This report brought to you by Chevy. This holiday, Chevy's giving more, give more savings on Chevy vehicles. Like the fuel-efficient EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon cruise, Echo, or Traverse that seats up to 8, and the truck that gets things done in Silverado. Hurry and get the best savings of the season before January 3rd. In WLS traffic tonight, partly cloudy this evening, turning cloudy with few light rain showers after midnight, mainly north and west of Chicago. Low around 32 this evening. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, then cloudy, high 47. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers, high 45. I'm Mary Frances Bragel, WLS News.
This is a taste of WLS. Roe and Roper.
Dr. Michio Kaku is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. You know him from his fine work of astrophysicism. Doctor, this is huge. The telescope has found 1,200 planets. Now, this is an interesting thing, 50 of which they think may be able to sustain life as we know it. But why have we not been able to discover planets prior to this moment? Is it because they're too far away?
And they're too small. If you were an alien on another planet looking at the Earth would be invisible. All you would see is just our sun.
How long would it take me to reach one of those planets on the fastest mode of travel we've ever known on Earth?
Take a Saturn rocket blasting off at upwards of 30,000 miles per hour. It'll take you on the order of 70,000 years to reach the nearby star.
Did you say 70,000?
We need a new propulsion system. That's why NASA has actually commissioned a study recently to look at how to build a starship.
In order to get from where we're talking about now, where we are now, to 70,000 light years away, is it something on the order of warping the time-space continuum? Is that a physical possibility?
Yes, it actually does seem to be within the laws of physics. You see, Einstein's equations have a loophole, and that is if you put in negative energy, not ordinary positive energy that we're familiar with, but negative energy, which is quite exotic and actually does exist, then it's possible that you can maybe drill a hole and take a shortcut, like a subway system, through the universe.
Well, Doctor, I'll tell you one thing. If you can harness all the negative energy, we work in radio, so if you can harness all that negative energy, we could get there in a week and a half.
Roe and Roper, afternoons 2 to 6 on 890 AM WLS.
This is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and copped. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack. But you can help me.
To fight my asthma,
put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACK or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
This is a taste of WLS. Don Wade and Roma.
The menu for the White House state dinner with Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, and the state dinner menu, let's see, they got White House honey, gristik, tuna tartare with rye crisp. I noted the dessert, apple strudel with golden raisins and topfen, quark.
Sounds delicious.
It sounds German.
It is German.
So, let me ask you, you got new neighbors, right? And your new neighbors are what? I suppose they're
Hispanic.
Hispanic. And you have them over for dinner. Do you serve them tortillas and enchiladas that, you know, that you've never really made before, but you thought, well, you know, make them feel at home? Or suppose they're Italian and they come over. Do you make them ravioli?
No, I make them spaghetti.
No, you don't. When foreigners come to the United States to eat at the state dinner, why do you serve them the food that they can make a lot better back home? When you go to Germany, do you want to eat at McDonald's? Really? No, you want to go and taste German food. If you go to Paris, you don't want to eat McDonald's. You don't want to eat in an American restaurant. You want to eat in a French restaurant. That's why you went to Paris. Why in the world do they do that to foreign dignitaries who show up here? Angela Merkel, oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to dinner at the White House. They're going to feed me apple strudel with topfen. Really? You got to be kidding.
Calm down, Don.
It's just so stupid.
Don, Wade, and Wilma. Mornings 5 till 9 on 890 AM WNLS. Now, back to the Roland Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show, where holiday spirit is always served on the rocks. 890 AM WLS.
The Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen. The Ides of March. Give it up for them. Tomorrow night, St. Charles. That's it for the Roan Roper Toys for Tots Holiday Show. Live from the Horseshoe Casino. I want to thank the venue, Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream, Epson Business Systems, and United Healthcare. Also, the 224 Marines, Lieutenant Colonel David Owen, Sergeant Major Rob Baker, Chad Folkos, Michael Kaiser, Javier Sandoval, and Peter Sinonis. And all of the people who helped us at WLS along the way here, are first of all, our guests, Ben Bradley, Ron Majors, Steve Dahl. Who am I forgetting here? There's going to be a lot of people on this list. I'm just going to go down it, and people will then sue me on Monday. Warren Schultz, Michael Garay, Lorraine Lynn, Chuck Bruckman, Tracy Slutskin, Stan Pillman, Tamara Holder, Mayor McDermott from Hammond, Steve Dahl, Mike Monaco, Mrs. Monaco. Give it up for Mrs. Monaco. Phil Bodnay, Brian Altimer, David Phelan, and Jeff Clayton from the venue, as well as Drew Hayes, Hannah Stanley, Dimitra Apostopoulopoulos. I hope I got that right. The entire staff of the Horseshoe Casino, and to all of you who brought over 1,600 toys to the Toys for Tots, thank you very much. We'll see you back here Monday at 2.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.
This is a taste of WLS. Rush Limbaugh.
In exchange for their never-ending votes to the Democrat Party, minorities and any other constituent group are given handouts for their needs, and they are told by the Democrat